If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Yeah, it's another Manic Monday for you on K-Rock. Anyway, I'm Rodney, and here's this, a band.
How come y'all won't just leave a brother alone? Even if he did do it, so what? It happened. Let it go.
Yay, 106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q. I'm out of here. Say goodnight, and hopefully I'll get some sleep. I doubt it. Never get sleep where I live. I'm a robot. But anyway, I'm out of here, and hopefully everything will work out.
Isn't he crazy?
And did you know that the OC Weekly has staples in their weekly? They do.
And now,
aloha, and welcome to
our feature presentation.
It's Chris Angel. I'll do anything to make you watch my show. What? I guarantee you it will absolutely blow your mind for real. So don't miss it. Mind Freak, Tuesdays at 10 p.m., 9 easy. Central, easy, only on A&E. Check it out, you Mind Freak.
Oh.
It's a message that's getting left on people's phones.
Yeah.
By, wow, a, certain, that by seems, a certain Chris Angel.
Doesn't that seem desperate?
Yes.
A little bit.
Isn't that what Kiss does when they're trying to sell tickets to their
concert
at Christmas?
Sometimes what they do is they'll like walk around through restaurants. Just randomly and say, hey, would you like some tickets?
Yeah, but they had Rick Dees calling a lot of people, too, back when he was still working there.
Yeah,
trying to
I remember.
Get a,
that's true.
Sell their jingle balls and stuff, yeah.
That's
hey, it's Rick Dees. Are you doing anything December 15th? Come on. Come to a show. Seriously, it'll be cool. We promise.
God.
Assistant producer Alex tells me that Chris Angel has been pitched for the 100th time as a guest on the Kevin and Bean Show. They keep... No matter what we say about him, they keep inviting him to come on. Or he keeps inviting himself to come on. What's up with that?
Well, I think the thing is that they believe that if we just will have a meeting of the minds, if we'll just get in the same room, he'll blow us away.
Exactly.
And will he mind freak us?
And then we'll, what's that?
He'll mind freak us.
Mind freak us. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. And then we'll think, oh, wow, we were wrong all this time.
Do it!
Why?
Because it's been so long since the Kevin and Bean Show had a... Keanu Reeves, Anna Nicole, Paul Moyer.
We're going to throw you out moment.
Yeah, where you bring him in and you just tool on the guy.
We call security.
And it's uncomfortable. And it's those are the best. And you guys haven't done it in so long. You've got to do it.
I want to do it with you, Psycho Mike.
How dare you?
The truth is, they got to know going in that that's a possibility.
Look, the truth is that his... illusions a lot of times are quite impressive.
Yes.
It's the other 57 minutes out of the hour that drive us out of our mind, his posing and his stupid hair and
his brother always
says the same thing. It's always, you know, we try to tell Chris, you know, you've made it now. You don't have to do these dangerous, life-threatening, you know, things. But he keeps doing it. I guess that's just who he is.
Nuts.
Ugh.
You're a douchebag. I don't do well with douchebags.
Yeah, so unfortunately...
Chris Angel is a big douchebag, the douchiest of all.
I mean, I don't know. What do you think, Bean? We usually don't make a habit of inviting people in that we hate just so we can tell them we hate them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem very fair. But, I mean, he knows that going in, right? If anyone knows it, he knows this going in.
But what happens in an interview like that is we say, hey, you're a douchebag. You waste 57 minutes of every hour posing. And he says, dude, what? What does he say? It's part of my art. It's part of my presentation. People like it. I mean, it just doesn't seem like it goes anywhere. It seems like it's really subjective. It's personal taste. I mean, we hate him. He loves him. He's wrong. But it is personal taste.
There's no meeting of the minds on that one.
Right. Yeah, it's not like he can possibly win us over, because even if he comes in and he's a nice guy, I'll give you a perfect example. Ryan Seacrest, when he was a guest on our show, real nice guy. Had a lot of fun. Good interview, right?
Yes.
Doesn't make his radio show any better.
No.
We're not going to – I mean, it's not like we're going to change our mind on the bad TV show just because he comes in and he's a nice guy.
Yeah. I so don't have any interest. And I'm surprised that they keep pitching.
Right. That's the thing. Look, if he's going to wear the kick me sign – of being pitched over and over and over and continually pitching himself, eventually you guys got to put him in his place. You got to show him what it's like.
But I see Bean's point. It's not like we can confront him with things like you could with Anna Nicole, which is seriously.
What drug are you
you're
on?
You're saying that right. that is an
and
accent?
That's a drawl. Yeah.
yeah. Say, right. Chris Tarantakos, what do your abs have to do with magic? Please explain that.
But that's but there's nothing. There's that's obviously just vanity. He likes to take off his shirt. That's all it is.
But he won't say that. He'll have some weird ass.
No,
he
won't.
Call him on his
What's he gonna say? Having ripped abs does, makes my magic better.
Harry Houdini actually was very muscular. Bought his magic. And you're like, come on, you know. That.
But what do you know? What do abs have to do with Usher's music? Yet he, you know, it's just part of his presentation, just part of his package.
What do abs have to do with the Kevin and Bean show? And yet, look at us.
And, exactly.
You know. But then he's going to start talking about his dead dad.
You can't really rag him about his dead dad.
You can't really. I can, of all people. No, but I mean...
you certainly have accidentally in the past.
Yes, but I'm saying, you know, he's not just remembering anymore. I mean, he's really trying to cash that chip.
Yeah.
Every day he's talking about his dead dad just so people will feel drawn to him.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Exactly. I say pass on him. Sister Producer Alex says we ought to leave it up to the audience. Let them decide.
Listen, if that were the case, we would have been gone a long time ago.
Yeah, you don't want to let the audience decide anything on the show.
Well, we'll figure it out.
We'll talk.
If we do, it'll go ugly. And if we don't, it's still going to continue to get pitched for the rest of time.
Right. But right. We don't have to deal with that. Alex does.
That's a good point.
Not our problem.
Sure.
All right. How was everybody's weekend? B?
You will laugh. I won't tell you who I went to see in concert last night, but I did see a legendary entertainer in concert last night. There was a guy sitting about four rows in front of me who not only came in, big buff, bald guy with a Raiders jacket, not only came in and was the guy who overclapped, jumped up out of his seat and woohooed into the air the whole night. I also believe he had Tourette's.
Oh, you're kidding.
Really?
Had the combo of Raider fan and Tourette's at the same time going on in the show. That was not pleasant, I'll
Are
tell you that.
Are you kidding? That sounds fantastic to me.
It's so funny. The guy was so disruptive. I mean, he had to get up and move to other places in the arena a couple of different times because people basically came up to him and said, you have to stop. And, you know, I would feel bad for him about the Tourette's because you can't stop that. It's out of your control, except for the fact that he was clearly flying the Raider flag, so he deserved it.
Yeah,
but.
Well.
But it was just so funny that out of the thousands of people there, the one who was the troublemaker was the guy in the Raiders jacket.
Awesome.
I laughed out loud at that.
With Tourette's. I saw on South Park, Kenny mm-hmm. had not Kenny? No, who? Cartman.
It was Eric.
Cartman pretended.
Yeah, Eric
Cartman
faked
pretended.
It.
So how do you know that guy wasn't pretending? Was it? Wasn't
well, I don't know what the advantage of that would be. I mean, just to screw up everybody else's concert experience, but. But it was great because it did give me, you know, just something else to write down in my little Raider book.
Yeah, sure. Well, you're going to blame the Raider, the whole organization, for a guy who has Tourette's?
Yes.
I'm just saying what are the chances that
this
one guy there would be
the
that
as,
guy?
As the tick guy in your movie theater?
Except louder.
Oh, excellent.
You do attract them.
Yeah, Bean attracts the crazies. And, really I, and I'm the one that loves them.
I know.
But
Where
Bean attracts
they?
Them. Yes, Lightning. Lightning has stepped in the studio.
Oh, I was good. Hopefully I'm not derailing the project or the show here. I
Hopefully you're right.
Yeah. Well, listen, but I was almost the recipient of a really rad eBay scam this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. This we'll have to develop it in the office, but I think it will start a topic. A guy was selling a car, and I was really interested. It was well under book value, but he said that he lived in Austria, and the car was here. He got a job, and he left. And it turns out, after 3 days of doing research, he had posted a white car in Maine, Portland, Maine, and then I found the VIN, and it was actually registered to a silver one in Arizona.
Ah,
yeah.
So he's going to take your money and give
and
you
he
nothing.
And he was sending me false. There's an eBay price protection program or something,
uh-huh.
or yeah. And he was sending me emails that looked as if they were coming from eBay. I mean, they had the correct header and
Fantastic.
All the information.
How much
the
money thing. Did you send him?
I didn't send him any.
Yeah, but
I was
research.
I wanted the car really bad because it was 20 grand under what it should have been.
I wonder
and
why.
But man, I was so sucked into this whole thing.
Yeah.
And I went on Carfax, and I was checking it out. And I was positive. And he kept saying, "No, this is the van. There must be an error." And he said, "I said, well, I'm going to fly to Maine right now to look at the car." And he goes, "You can't. It's locked in a storage container."
Oh, interesting.
And he says, "And it was crazy. If I printed you these emails, it was just."
You don't
wild.
Want, you don't want Lightning, the human FBI. You don't want him on your tail.
No.
You do not want that to happen.
You're his worst nightmare. I mean, he figures most people aren't going to challenge anything. They'll just figure it's legit and pay the money.
And yeah, I was talking to my friends, and like, yeah, this is it happens all the time. And it was weird that that happened to me.
Yeah. Now, here's the question. Did you then turn around and set up the exact same scam where you were running it?
No. Okay. No, but I should have.
Yeah.
How would that scam work, though? Because nobody would send him cash money for this car without being obsessed with the car. I mean, somebody would fly to where he is and need the keys to be handed over, right?
Well, they'd have a delivery service. On part of this vehicle protection program on eBay, there it's just like PayPal. I give my money to them. The car is shipped immediately to me. I have 5 days to review to inspect the vehicle. Mm-hmm. Once I approve, right. I release the funds and he can come get them.
So he was faking the intermediary and you don't think the car ever would have come?
Bingo.
Wow.
That's
a good scam right there.
Yeah.
That is a good scam. I'm going to write that down.
No kidding.
Yeah. eBay car scam. Impressed. Give that a shot.
My weekend was just all sports, Kevin. It was crazy.
Like usual?
I watched the Angels-Boston Red Sox game on Friday.
Oh, you're not kidding?
No.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm dating someone who's super into the Red
Excellent.
Sox and has been.
I'm sorry, into the what?
Red Sox.
Oh dear
I know,
God!
I know, good, and has good. Been pushing me for 4 years to.
That's not
get
a bad place to be. I'll tell you.
It.
Yeah,
so,
but come on, I've got to be an Angel fan.
I'm wearing the hat. I got a pin. I haven't put the pin on yet, but
that's what happened.
One
right
of these
there.
Days, I'm wearing the pin. So I watched the game on Friday. Well, until I got tired at 8. I went to bed and I missed like the most exciting part. And then I went to the Kings on Saturday.
Yes.
Which was
dude.
Awesome.
Opening night. How
opening.
Fun is that?
But let me tell you, we had a suite and Alex invited a bunch of her friends. And there was this girl who was a St. Louis Blues fan.
Oh.
Now, we're cheering when the Kings do something good. But nobody's like screaming throughout the game except for the St. Louis Blues fan who does this. Come on, Blues! Throughout the
dear
whole
God.
Freaking game. It was Four. Unbelievable. So that was fun. But their new goalie is awesome.
He is.
They didn't win the game.
They lost. But
unfortunately.
The guy's
but
19 years old.
Yeah. He was
That's
fun
amazing.
To watch. And then I watched
and then you just
the
watched
Angels.
Football all day yesterday?
No, then I watched the Angels Red Sox yesterday, which was
wow.
So let me, see
wow.
If, let me just see if I've got this right. I want to put a fine point on this.
Yes.
Angels get in the playoffs.
I know.
Right.
Lisa wears the Red Sox hat.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And did you say shirt?
Pin.
Pin. Hat and pin.
Yes.
And how do they do then, the Angels?
Sweep.
Angel fans, you have your target.
Losers.
Yep. Now we know.
Losers.
Now
no,
we know.
We're talking about them. We're talking about you're the reason it happened.
I doubt that.
I fully believe it.
Seriously.
You don't know baseball fans.
You guys don't.
You don't know baseball fans
so
at all.
So now I'm the curse.
Well, yes, because baseball fans, man, they'll wear the same shirt or hat or whatever in the same way every single time until it stops working. And this is the one thing that threw the universe off.
Well, that's just stupid.
Well, Angels did great when Lisa didn't care. That's all I know.
Yep.
They were in first place all season long when Lisa didn't care.
It did strike me that I'm cheering for the wrong team while I'm
Well, it
watching.
Should have struck you.
It, it should,
but,
yeah.
But, you know, nobody else cares what kind of fan I am, so.
Is your so dude from Boston?
No, his dad was a huge fan. He's not from Boston either. I don't know. Well, the way people pick teams is inexplicable to me.
That is true. Although you picked a bad game to go to bed early because the ending of that game Friday night was unbelievable.
So I heard, yeah.
Yeah, you missed it.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
All right.
Let's talk about inappropriate erections. That's coming up. All right, Asperger's. Monday, the 8th of October.
Oh, it's too late now.
Have
it's
to do it
done.
In that order. Otherwise,
forget it.
Rain Man up there can't deal.
Well, 2 days last week, I didn't play it because you skipped it. So I just
wow.
And he kept track.
I felt bad about getting off on the wrong foot on a new week. That's all. So I thought today I'll play it anyway.
No, but here's 2 days you didn't play. 2 days. 2 days.
Here's the thing. There's no wrong foot. If I don't say the date in this particular break, what's going to happen? The rest of the day is going to be
no
ruined?
No one will know what day it is, Kevin.
Makes me nervous.
Got to play the Rocktober sound effect. Got to play the sound effect.
2 days.
Kevin's got to say the date. Got to say the date. Monday, 8th of October, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Inappropriate erections.
Yes. That's what we're going to talk about today.
Wrong
time,
boys.
Wrong situation. Not much you can do about it.
I bet that happens a lot when you're 16, 17.
Seven.
Seven?
Seven, eight. Like, fifth grade was like.
Really?
That's the peak of the inappropriate.
It's tough boner. To be a boy sometimes. Yeah.
Second grade for me, bitch. You know? Oh, never mind. I don't know if you saw Springsteen on 60 Minutes last night.
He didn't.
That boy, he could talk.
Oh.
He could speak. He could talk and talk and talk. Talk.
Talk.
Lisa May is going to rap for us today. I'm looking forward to that. On Friday, we played a one of the Lisa Mae moments with, and it's her reading some rap lyrics. And she said, if I could just get a beat, things would be completely different.
Of course.
So we said, done. We'll give you a beat. See how that works.
I should really just shut up.
No. That's going to be good. We have a new sports reporter today we think you'll like. Don't want to tell you too much ahead of him, but I think you'll like him. And Tila Tequila on the program today.
She's got her new TV
show. New MTV show called A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila. And it's, I think, 16 guys, 16 girls, all of them vying for her love.
Wow.
And they look catty as hell.
Should be fun.
That should be fun. And don't forget, we're sending you to see Incubus on the last stop of their tour. You can qualify all week by winning Incubus catalogs. And more details are at krock.com. We'll take a quick break and come up with Ralph Showbiz Beat now.
And for the Showbiz Beat on a Monday morning, here's Reggie the Wonder Dog.
This is a microphone. Get the microphone. Get it. Get it.
Scott Mason, if you're listening, there is no dog
There's
in the
no
studio.
No dog in the studio.
Nope.
Not he's not here with us.
4-pound adorable.
How cute is he?
Little doggy.
Cutest dog ever, that's
my
all.
God, he's so cute.
This is the kinder, gentler Ralph Garman, the man who invented Puppy Lake, now is cuckooing a little puppy in his lap right now.
Ralph will argue this, but I will testify that he's in better mood since he got a dog.
Oh,
every
yeah.
day
oh,
he's
stop
just
it.
I'm not kidding, Ralph.
Yeah, okay.
You're
yeah.
not as
dogs,
angry a man.
Dogs save the world, Lisa.
Saving my May dog have. For me, let's, my friend.
Let's dress him up and throw him parties. What do you say?
That I'm can only happier be, to come to work since you got a dog.
That can only be minutes away, Ralph.
Life's pretty good when you got a dog, but you're going to have to put him down now and tell us what's going on, Ralph.
No. I'm not putting him down. I'm not putting him down. No, I'm not. You're a good doggy.
Can Reggie do the showbiz?
Sure.
Yes.
Any monkey could do this, John. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? The freaking sure. Game Plan.
What's
still
up
number
with that?
One?
Really? That's the
that's
Rock.
The Rock
thing?
Playing a quarterback who's got a kid he never heard about, and he scores a touchdown for love. Some BS. F this movie. $16.3 million it made this weekend. Heartbreak Kid, in its debut, the new Ben Stiller movie made $14 million, good enough to make it number two. The Kingdom, $9.3 million, made it number three. Resident Evil Extinction, $4.3 million. It was number four. The Seeker, The Dark is Rising. Number five, Good Luck Chuck. Number six, Feel the Noise. In its debut, did not feel the box office.
Wow.
Made only $3.4 million, make it number seven.
That's the one where they learn to dance in the Rico?
In the Rico. Yes. That's how they do it in the Rico.
All right.
3:10 to Yuma was number eight. The Brave One was number nine. And Mr. Woodcock. Enjoy it while it lasts. Number 10 at the box office this weekend. But the big story, of course, this weekend, Pamela Anderson got married.
How about
she
that?
She did?
Yeah, we all heard she had got her marriage license in Vegas.
You know why, Bean. She's pregnant.
And so she got married to Rick Solomon.
That's common knowledge. The guy's retarded.
Rick Solomon, the co-star of the Paris Hilton sex video. They tied the knot Saturday night in Las Vegas. She did it between her two shows with Hans Klock.
Well, that's romantic.
The magician. She did her first show, rushed off, got married, then came back and did the second show so she could announce to the audience that she was a newlywed.
Oh, man.
Look at me.
Now, ordinarily, I would cast some doubts on a third marriage that's a quickie, you know, Vegas wedding like this.
Yeah.
But in her case, I think this one's going to last forever.
I do, too.
I think this she's going to grow old with Rick Solomon.
I do. I think this is magic. I think these two have a special, special bond together.
All right, I'll marry you, but I have to do it between two shows. That's all the time I have. Sorry.
Lindsay Lohan got out of rehab. A lot went on this weekend.
Sure did.
Yes,
yeah.
It did.
She was released from the Cirque Lodge treatment facility over the weekend. And is most likely already back here in Los Angeles. And they say she's got a new man on her mind.
Hard to believe.
You're never going to believe who he is. The boyfriend she hooked up with while in rehab.
The one
really?
That's married?
No, new one.
Oh, a new one.
Oh, she's moved on.
Yes. Cesare Bono. Last name
related?
Sound familiar at all?
Seriously.
Sonny Bono?
Son of Sonny and Mary Bono.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently Dude. While the two were inside together, they kept each other. It's a constant source of comfort, if you know what I'm saying.
I've never seen him. What does he do?
I don't know.
I've never seen Cesare Bono
either.
Well,
he does drugs.
We know that. Not anymore, allegedly.
I've never even heard of him. Are you sure this isn't chastity with a sex change operation?
I'm pretty sure.
Cesare, chastity?
San Francisco Gate reports that while in rehab, she hooked up with Cesare Bono, son of the late Sonny Bono.
Wouldn't you drink and do drugs, too, if your name were Cesare?
Yeah, I think I would.
Yeah, that's a bad name.
Apparently, Cesare much better skier than his dad. We know that much.
So far.
Still walking around. That's got to be the case. Have you seen the photos of Tori Spelling as a pussycat doll?
No.
She looks pretty good.
She looks damn good.
Does she?
Freaky. I don't know what happened to her, but she's had some sort of face transplant or something.
Wow.
She looks pretty good. Anyway, yeah, she is doing the best she can to try to raise her celebrity profile after her celebrity reality series didn't fare so well. So now she's making some appearances with the Pussycat Dolls. She can't act. Do you think she can sing and dance?
I'm going with no.
I'm guessing no, too.
Probably not.
And sorry, Bean, but John Mayer and Minka Kelly are no longer trying to hide their relationship. Apparently, Star Magazine reports that the singer and the star of some series called Friday Night Live. Is that a sketch
Lights.
Comedy show?
Lights.
No,
and the first
familiar.
New episode was great.
Was it?
Yes.
Good for you. Us Weekly reports they were out making out while shopping in Los Angeles, walking around and, you know, doing that thing.
So apparently John Mayer can get her on the phone even though Kevin and Bean can't.
Yes. Right. That's exactly right. She has no time for you.
What do you guys, I know he's a very talented musician, better than his records would indicate if you've ever seen John Mayer live. He's very, very talented. But look at him. How does he get all these hot chicks?
You can say that about any rock star.
That's true,
Most of them are not good-looking guys.
It's the rock star thing.
He's no Tom Welling, that's for sure.
Yeah, once you see him do the O face one too many times on stage, isn't that a deal-breaker?
It is a deal-breaker, yes.
I was coming now, it's the guy's retarded.
I think Reggie's peeing on my showbiz report.
Yes. I fed him enough water.
I think it's a critique.
Excellent.
I think it's a metaphor.
Whatever story that was, don't do.
I think it's a critique of my entire performance, and I have to say I agree completely. Let's take a look at the celebrity birthdays this morning, shall we? Paul Hogan.
Yeah.
Crocodile Dundee.
Woo. Oh, yeah.
That's not a knife.
Yeah.
This is a knife.
Yeah.
Oh, how funny was that? Come on, everybody.
That's his one moment from 20 years ago, right, Ralph?
Funny in the 80s.
He's 68 years old today, so I think Crocodile Dundee 4, probably not in the office.
Not going to happen.
It's just what I'm guessing. Good day if you're a has-been. Chevy Chase also celebrates his birthday. He's 64 years old today. Sigourney Weaver is 58 years old today. You know, I was watching football last night, and they had those DirecTV commercials where they splice in the old school actors into their original movie scenes, and they talk about DirecTV.
Right.
Hers with Alien, where she's battling the alien. So fun.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, she's very good. She's that big mechanical armor suit. She's fighting the alien. It's very, very funny. Daryl Hammond, Saturday Night Live, very talented impressionist. He is 52. My pal Emily Proctor from CSI Miami turns 39 years old today. Matt Damon. Actor screenwriter is 37, and his equal in terms of success, Nick Cannon, is also 27 years old today. So we celebrate his birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, what are we giving away this week? Something to do with Incubus?
Yep.
Chance to see Incubus in concert? Is that the deal?
We're going to send you to see Incubus at the last stop of their tour. You get the qualifying prize is Incubus catalog.
That's pretty cool.
Keep listening for that. And then on Friday morning, we're going to do the grand prize drawing. We're going to send somebody to Guadalajara, Mexico.
Aye, aye, aye.
First, let's welcome the great Bruce Springsteen to the Kevin and Bean Show. The Boss is back. His new album is called Magic, debuted this week at number one on the rock and roll album charts. Bruce, good morning. Welcome back. How are you, dude?
Hey, good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Doing fine. Big interview last night. You know, it's not these days. If you can get an interview with 60 Minutes, you do it because they sell a lot of records, apparently, because that's where people are going to look what to buy for music.
Oh, yeah. Everyone looks to Morley Safer to see what CDs they should pick up.
Exactly. So you did a big interview last night and with Scott Pelley. How do you think it went, Bruce?
It went okay. You know me, I don't like to talk much, so it's hard for me to sit down and have an interview with someone sitting across from me, asking me all kinds of questions about life. And sometimes I just have to sit back and say, wow, Bruce, I wonder why you don't like talking so much. And I think it all stems from when I was about 12 years old. Back on the boardwalk, I was walking down the boardwalk.
Bruce?
Some guy came up to me and said, hey, like some candy.
Right, but we need to get to the interview part. We don't really have time for that particular story, Bruce. Do you mind if we just move on to some of the questions on the show last night?
Wow, whatever, man.
Why at 58 years old is Bruce still out there rocking and rolling?
You have got to be, wild guess, worth somewhere north of $100 million. Why are you still touring? You don't have to do this.
What else would I do? You got any clues? You got any suggestions? I mean, am I going to garden? Why would you stop? I mean, you know, you play the music and grown men cry and women dance and you know, it's like, and that's, you know, that's why you do it.
What was so funny about that particular question, Bruce?
A lot funnier in my head than it was when it came out. In retrospect, it didn't sound quite as funny, but gardening. Come on, that's funny.
You talk about being the age you are. The tour just kicked off at 58. What do you say about that?
Pretty good for 58.
Oh, that's nothing. You know, that's I'm still a chiseled hunk of muscle, so I guess I'll keep going for a while.
You're a chiseled hunk of muscle, are you, boss?
Hunk of muscle. That's funny. I'm chiseled.
Sure.
Oh, God. Maybe stand-up comedy is where I'm
doing. Yeah, maybe not.
Now, the interviewer talked about the tough time you had growing up. Your dad apparently not proud of you, and you told a story about kind of a turning point in that relationship.
Your dad wasn't all that proud of you as a young man.
Oh, he was later. And I came home with the Oscar, and I put it on the kitchen table, and he just looked at it and said, "Bruce, I'll never tell anybody what to do ever again." That was his comment. I said, "Oh, that's okay, you know."
Did you work out your relationship with your dad before he went?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think we finally saw eye to eye. I mean, things were tough growing up, but like I said, when I brought that Oscar home, he sure changed his mind, and then I beat him to death with it.
No.
Yeah, yeah. I took the Oscar. You know, it's a pretty heavy stand on the bottom there, and I took it, grabbed it by the Oscar part, and I just hit him in the head over and over and over again until he was laying in a pool of his own blood on the kitchen floor.
Are you sure? Because I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah, we kept it pretty quiet, but good times.
Wow. This new album, Magic, has a couple of songs on that people have already said, well, there's another Hollywood liberal with the anti-war, and a lot of people are even going so far as to say you're unpatriotic for speaking out at this time while the country's at war. Bruce, what do you think about that?
I think a true patriot is someone who does speak out against what he thinks his government is doing wrong. I mean, I love America, and I think it's important to speak out because, let's face it, I love Hitler, and I'm a communist.
What?
So,
What are you talking?
I can't see why people would call me unpatriotic just because I'd like to see America torn down and become Muslim.
Chris, where are these views coming from? I've never heard you say anything remotely close to this before.
These are more jokes, man. Aren't these funny?
It's
like gardening.
This is your politic chunk.
I'm a chiseled hunk of politics.
Well, here you are on 60 Minutes last night talking about some of the things that drove the lyrics on the new album.
Well, I think that we've seen things happen over the past 6 years that I don't think anybody ever thought they'd ever see in the United States. When people think of the American identity, they don't think of torture. They don't think of illegal wiretapping. They don't think of voter suppression. They don't think of no habeas corpus, no right to a lawyer to those are things that are anti-American.
So how are you going to change things, Bruce? I mean, I know you say, a guy with a guitar can change the world with the right song. What ideas do you have to make America better?
I'm going to go on this tour, and I'm going to make a ass full of money.
Right.
And then I'm going to move. That's what I'm going to do.
And you're going to move out of the country?
Yeah, someplace else.
And that's going to solve the problem.
Maybe
how?
Maybe buy my own country.
Oh.
Maybe Springsteenania. And I'll be king of Springsteenania. And I'll make sure everyone has a lawyer and there'll be no wiretaps and all the women will be topless showing their jugs.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
Hail Springsteenania.
I'd like to apply for a visa if you don't mind.
Well, the tourism board will be open soon. That's what we'll have Clarence do.
Clarence will do that. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Oh, black man's got to do paperwork. That's what you're saying?
Goddamn right. It's all white policy in my administration. That's another joke.
I'm glad to hear that.
Gardening.
I'm glad to hear that, Bruce.
You guys don't get it.
Q, there's a new reality show on tonight called A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila.
Mm.
Guys and girls vying for her love. I'm going to talk to her a little bit later on this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
All right.
She is dangerously close to being a midget, by the way, Kevin. She's only 4'11".
That is a midget, by the way.
No, just missed, I think 4'10 is the cutoff. So it's very, very close.
If
so,
we say anyway. It's 4'11", then Mike's mom is a midget.
Yep.
Okay, Mike's mom is a midget then.
So let's stick with that.
What about the one of the fun things about coming in on Monday morning is clearing out the Kevin and Bean Afro line? Because lots of drunk people call, and I'm sure I can guarantee without having heard any of these calls that there's got to be some alcohol poisoning happening on the phone lines, because those are the people that tend to call the Afro line the most. But it's 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. It's an answering machine. You call us, leave a message, we put it on the air.
Here's a listener that's concerned about one of Lisa May's traffic sponsors.
I was just listening to Lisa May's traffic report, and she said that she loves the big, beefy taste of anus. I can't believe she's loving it.
I think she said Angus.
Angus, yes.
Pretty sure that's the same thing. What she was talking about. You do?
No.
Okay, then.
You know.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Sure.
Let's talk about the Raiders. Did they? They had a bye week, right? They didn't
play? Sure did, yeah.
So I'm not sure what was going on here, but.
Raider fans are enthusiastic, whether it's a bye week or an on week, whether it's off season or on season. They just love their silver and gold.
That's
or
great.
Silver and black or whatever it is.
It's not silver and gold, I'll tell you that. Our listeners can handle only so much of Bean, but there is a breaking point.
Bean, oh Bean, I can deal with you when you talk about High School Musical and Zac Efron. When you start talking about friggin' Hanson and how they're a good band, you make me want to shoot myself in the face. So why don't you do the world a favor and grow a pair of balls and stop acting so goddamn gay?
That's great advice.
Yeah, the Hanson. That was tough.
Yeah, it was tough for all of us. We have to work much more closely with him than you have to, people.
Yeah.
Bean, you were talking about some drunk calls. This particular one comes from our intern, Beer Mug. Now, keep in mind, this is a guy who has a tattoo of a beer mug on his foot. A. And B, he has started to run the board for Jed. So Jed, when Jed is on the air, Beer Mug is the guy pushing the buttons.
Okay.
So that's where some of this comes from. Psycho Mike did a big thing at Universal Studios, the Terror Tram.
Yeah, it was awesome, by the way.
And Beer Mug showed up.
He sure did.
And was hammered.
Oh, man.
And here's the Afro call from him.
Hey, guys, it's Beer Mug, and I realized something. After a long, drawn-out week of Jed yelling at me and telling me how much of a board op I am, I realized something. Sobriety is my kryptonite. I am terrible at life, at functioning when I'm sober.
This
good conclusion.
Go well.
Yeah. Well, Jed expects perfection, and I don't blame him. But this guy's new at it.
He just started.
So
yeah.
He might need to be a little tougher.
He's driving him to drink
so
more.
Beer Mug then called back.
Hey, it's Mug again. Lisa May is a mom I'd like to f***. She's a pet parent. A pet parent I'd like to f***. A papilf. I love it.
A pilf. That's true.
A pilf, yeah.
So maybe he can make that happen the next time he comes in.
Well, he's an amusing fella.
Here's the problem with drunk dialing is you don't do it just once.
I'm probably going to want to retract all of this when I'm sober again. It. Blame it on the Jews.
See, that's funny. What does have to do with it?
He's Jewish. And then he calls back again.
I just proposed to my ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
See, the Afro light is always there for you day and night when you need someone to talk to and it's too late to call anyone else. That's the beauty of it, I think.
Oh, time out. Every once in a while, I should be thanked for doing something good. And it's not often, but every once in a while. I was running the overnight this Saturday. That's when Johnny went to the Universal Studio. So it's Friday night, Saturday morning, I was doing the overnight. And he called me here on the air.
Right.
And he's like, sucking like this. And I said, Johnny, you need to hang up and you need to call the Afro line.
Fantastic.
That's what you need to do. And so he does, and he calls me back again about 4 in the morning. And he stayed on the phone with me till about, I ended my shift, about 5:36 in the morning. And I just check in with him periodically. I'd pick up the phone line. Johnny, yep.
What was he doing?
He was stuck in his car at Universal Studios. He was too hammered to drive.
Oh.
Just like, I'm just going to sleep here. Could you keep him company?
And While he sleeps?
I put the phone line on hold, and every about like half hour, I'd pick up the phone. Johnny?
It's me. I'm good.
Just to make sure he didn't get any sleep, right?
And then he called back again.
Mug again. I think I've figured it out. Jed the Fish has led me to the bottle. This is a mess.
Jed, what would you say his biggest problem is when it comes to reading the board?
It's the fact that
The sketchy monsters need your flesh in order to survive. I learned this from the Sherpas of the far west, Nepal.
Here is what I'm trying to say to you.
Chris Angel is a big douchebag.
That's my point.
The douchiest of all.
Assistant producer and super whore Alex has joined us in the studio. Is it true that last week, again, for the 20th time, we got pitched Chris Angel as a guest, Alex?
Yes. And now I just laugh.
You know what's funny is...
Every time I see it, I go, really? Yes.
What's funny is I got that email over the weekend, and I deleted it and chuckled. Like, I just thought, that's funny, like they would really pitch us again.
Well, here's why I sent it, because that's how I felt. But then I kind of thought, is it about time? Is it really about time where we finally talk to him and just settle this once and for all? I thought,
but
maybe...
But what are we going to settle? He's still going to be a douchebag once he hangs up the phone.
He is a douchebag, but there is something very satisfying about you guys calling people on their BS. Because you know he'll come on the show, since they pitched it a bazillion times. It's so important to him, for some reason, to be on the show.
But see, here's the problem. He's going to come on the show, and he's going to want to do a trick. And I don't have any problem with most of his tricks are pretty good. It's just the other 58 minutes of the hour that he poses and takes his shirt off and yells and...
So that's what you can call him out on. And that, wouldn't that feel good? Wouldn't that just be like a release?
Yeah, maybe.
Not for me. I don't think I would enjoy talking to Chris Angel. He's like not a person I ever want his world to intersect with mine.
He could give you cool guyliner tips.
I like to avoid him at all costs.
All the years I dreamt about this. All the moments as a child. Sacrificing everything, having my father die on my arms. It's all not for no reason. It's all for this moment. My dad's gonna look down upon that light, see me floating in it, and realize that, you know what? You did good, Chris. You're made me proud.
How does he know his dad?
That helicopter decapitate him.
How does he know his dad's going to look down from heaven and see him and say, "You did good. You made me proud."
He's
maybe
magic.
He's going to look down and he's going to go, "What is my douchebag son doing?"
Exactly.
Why doesn't he get a job?
How would that interview go, though, Alex? That's my fear. Is that we say, "Hey, you're a douchebag," and he cries? I mean, is that fun for everybody?
Yes, I think Psycho. I think Psycho Mike brought up a really good point earlier. How when you made the crazy Scientology guy uncomfortable and you called him on his BS, and you brought when dear sweet Anna was alive and she came in here. I think it's really good, compelling radio when you bring people on who take themselves so seriously and are willing to talk to you and have a serious conversation.
Sometimes that's great, and sometimes it's really just uncomfortable. I mean, because we're going to go, look, your hair looks stupid. Stop it. And he's going to say, I like it. And then
no,
we're going to go,
he's going to say some wonderful Chris Angel thing about, oh, this reminds me of my dad, the way I gel my hair to the right, or something stupid.
And then his brother, I think you have too high of hopes for him. And then his brother is going to come in and say,
my family feels he does not have to continue doing these life-threatening demonstrations anymore, but yet he still does it.
Listen, I got a list a mile long of stuff that bugs me about him because my kids love his show.
Right. Yeah.
So I've seen plenty of it, and I have a list of, you know, he thinks every trick is going to end in his death. Everyone.
Does he?
Yeah, I mean, stuff like levitating over over the casino, maybe. But when he was walking on water in a pool that was 4 feet, he's like, yeah, I could die here. I'm either going to walk on water or die. And I was like, you could probably just stand in 4 feet of water. You'd be all right.
Really, you're just pulling a quarter out from behind a kid's ear. It's not likely to kill you.
Plus, you can talk to him about hanging out with Britney Spears. And how crazy is she?
But then we take the spotlight away from his douchebaggery.
Yeah, but then you could point out that he's like...
Don't get me started on that, by the way. What's that about?
Hanging out with other douchebags.
Stop doing this.
Yeah!
What I'm saying is, I think you're scared.
No, please.
Oh!
I think you really don't want to talk to him. I think you're scared.
Don't be a sucker.
Well, let's take
Mike,
a call.
Mike, back me up. Mike.
What? Scared? Who's scared of him? What?
I agree. What's the downside?
Well, listen. People who we hate, we most of the time don't want to have on the show because it's not really cool to have them get up, come all the way in, and they go, you're a douche.
Right. Like the Scientology guy that came in, we didn't agree with him, but we were willing to talk. But then the way that he acted made you throw him out.
Right. He wouldn't stop talking. No one could get a word in edgewise.
We weren't setting him up specifically.
But Anna Nicole.
That was great.
You know why we did that? Because nobody was asking her what drug she was taking. I mean, there was a reason.
Nobody's calling Chris Angel on his douchebaggery. No one is doing that.
I don't know. Here's TMZ TV.
Not too
And, I don't know, Chris Angel
He's just a douche.
I mean, they said it right there on the TV.
Not to his face, though.
Raphael in Long Beach. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, I think you get him on. It would be a great show, especially if you ask him things he doesn't want to talk about.
Yeah.
He's going to go off. He's going to go off. He'll probably even just walk away and say, you know what? I don't want to deal with this. And then sing him the song. And then sing him the song you made for him. The one that he's a douchebag.
Make him learn it and sing along.
Sing it, Chris. Sing it.
He's a big douchebag.
Sing it.
The douchiest of all.
You understand? He's promoting this show called Phenomenon, where him and some dude named Yuri Geller, I don't know.
Isn't that the one where they were going to look for mentalists or whatever?
Yeah, no, and now it's called Phenomenon.
And Psycho Mike went to the auditions and they got no one.
Yeah. Yes.
Zero people.
During the time I was there, and that was a large chunk of the audition time, there was nobody there. No one came down.
So Alex, Yuri Geller, just so you know, was the Chris Angel of the 1970s.
Oh, that two was his douchebags thing. For the price of one.
He'd be on the Tonight Show and bend a spoon with his mind and stuff like that.
He wasn't
quite as annoying as Chris Angel. But he did the same sort of thing.
He's not being said, what are we going to do? We're going to ask him, say, hey, your hair's bad. We don't like it. And he's going to say, I like it. I doubt it. He seems to me like the type of guy who's going to have some long, drawn-out, ridiculous explanation for everything. And you guys can confront him with that. I think it'll make for appointment radio for all the people that listen to our show and know how much crap you give them.
Yeah.
And if you guys don't back down, you really face
it. Oh, we're going to back down from
because
Chris Angel.
Everybody that interviews him gives him these softball questions. So you guys have to hit him with, is it really necessary to dress like Davey Havoc to do card tricks?
You can ask him who hurt him as a child and why he feels the need to overcompensate.
And stop bringing up your dead dad. Nicole in Valley Village.
Hi, yes.
Hi there.
Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Nicole.
What do you think?
I think it'd be really, really embarrassing for him and really sad. And I think that it might show you guys as being too mean, actually.
Too mean?
Like, Kevin DeBean or dicks?
Nicole, you had me right up until you said we were too mean. Because when you said it would be embarrassing for him, I saw that in a plus column.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, I just think it'll be so embarrassing that, I don't know, me personally, if I'm listening or watching embarrassing things, like, I have to turn it off.
It makes you uncomfortable.
She doesn't like to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, it makes me really uncomfortable.
That.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
And everybody knows that he sucks, and everybody already knows he's a douche, so it's like, why just pound him into the ground more?
The problem, Nicole, is that they harass us to have him on. I mean, they are begging and begging and begging to have him on. And we keep saying, we've said no how many times, Alex?
At least 10.
10 times.
I feel like, you know, we've had the publicist call, then the manager. Now it's like the network that the TV show's on.
He may not know that that's what they're doing.
I don't know if he
knows. Either way, look at this. Like, this is like Pearl Harbor, dude. You guys aren't just randomly going around.
This is like Pearl Harbor?
Right, dude. You guys aren't randomly going around invading people. You're not calling up his people. This is not like you're calling up Dane Cook and saying, we got to get him on the show to lambast him. They're attacking first. They're making the first.
They drew first blood.
They're saying, listen, get this guy in the show. You need him. He's hot. You got to have him on your show to make it good.
Plus,
and they keep going at you. One, you know what I'm saying? No matter how many times.
Mike, stop.
You know matter how,
are you drunk
Mike,
right now?
Listen to me.
Are you drunk right now?
You can't
all right,
turn
beer mugs. Step away.
Turn
step away.
The cheek so many times.
Beer
you got to finally step
but
up.
But it's not like Chris Angel's this weaker party. I could understand if we're making fun of someone who can't defend themselves or we're making fun of like a child or something. Chris Angel's a grown-ass man who is very successful. Who is?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not like he's the weaker party.
John has an interesting point. Bean, can you get the clip up of Keanu?
Yes.
John and Hemet, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning, Lisa May. Good morning,
hi, John.
Bean. How are you?
We are good. What do you think?
Well, I just like the fact that, you know, back about 10 years ago or so when you guys interviewed Keanu Reeves and how much fun it was when Bean brought up the fact about how much of a douche Keanu Reeves was.
Yeah, play that clip when we had Keanu.
Many people believe, I'm one of them, that you are the worst actor of your generation. Is this some way to wash
have
the
you
bad...
seen River's Edge? Have you seen Tune In Tomorrow or Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
You know what I saw? I saw Dracula, Much Ado About Nothing, and Little Buddha. That's all I've seen. I got to be honest. Maybe it's not your best work.
You know, you didn't like Little Buddha?
Well, I didn't think you were good in it.
Oh my God.
See, this is why having Bean is great, because he's the one who called Anna fat. He's the one, you know, who calls Keanu that he's not
good.
Because
he has Asperger's.
And he's far, far away on the Magical Mystery Island. Like, he doesn't have to see these people.
Let's talk to Willie and the LBC, 1-800-520-1067, although we're almost out of time. Willie, we're trying to decide whether it's a good idea or a bad idea to have the douchebag on. What do you think?
I think you should have him on, but if he wants to do a trick, it would only be to impress you guys. And, of course, a trick wouldn't go over well on radio. So if he wants to do a trick, 86 him. He's out.
Well, here's the problem. That I think that's how he thinks he's going to turn us around, is he's going to do a trick, and we're going to go, wow, that was interesting. But I'm telling you right now, his tricks are pretty good. Yeah. That's not the part.
Well, that's his not tricks are pretty good. But obviously, if he's just trying to impress you guys and not everybody else, then he's obviously the douche you guys think he is.
Right, but what Kevin's saying is the trick is kind of beside the point. We can all agree that he does pretty good illusions.
Right.
That's not going to change anybody's perception of what a douchebag he is, unfortunately.
All right, let's take one more call. Let's go to Carolyn, who is calling from Burbank. Good morning, Carolyn.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, what do you think?
I totally think you should bring him on, and I think you should totally point out that he's a douche, and his PR people won't want to ever pitch to you guys again.
Good point.
Yeah, we'll never hear from him.
That'll block it forever.
Genius.
That's mm-hmm. what I think.
Good
personally.
Point.
Yeah. So.
All right, I'm in. Being in. But only in studio.
Oh.
Okay.
This was not an in-studio pitch. Mm. Well, then.
Then okay. No. Right. Only in studio and no trick.
All right, no trick.
How about that?
I hate to give the guy publicity, but we seem to be giving him publicity even when he's not here. So I guess we can't talk about him any more than we already are, I guess.
I think that's fair, though, in studio.
In studio, no trick.
Yep. Right.
Because we're going to stipulate, as we would in court, that his tricks are okay. That's not our problem with him. It's the douchebaggery factor that's way high.
I'll all see right. what I can do, guys.
See what you can do.
All right.
There's no dog in our studio. There is no dog in our studio. There's no dog in our studio.
It's the Kevin Beach Show. K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Speaking of the Incubus, I promised to tell you how you can see them in concert. Check this out. Between 7 and 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to give away an entire Incubus CD catalog, and you'll be eligible for the grand prize drawing we do Friday to send you to see Incubus on the very last date of their current tour in Guadalajara, Mexico,
aye, aye, aye.
Plus $1,000 spending cash and an autographed lithograph from the band. That's the grand prize drawing. So you have a chance to qualify for all that and win you some Incubus stuff coming up between 7 and 8 here on the world-famous K-Rock. Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. Ralph and the Wonder Dog, Reggie, in our studio this morning.
Reggie's, no dog.
No dog.
There's no dog here.
No dog chewing.
No, I mean he's like here. I don't mean he's actually in the studio.
That
he's with us.
Rawhide chewing sound you hear?
That's Lisa.
Look at...
It's me going nuts.
Look at him go crazy on that thing.
He loves it.
He's a good chewer.
He is teething. So if not,
this
it's not
is this, way too happy.
If it's not this, doggy. It's some part of my body usually. So
that's
happy.
A good thing.
Yeah.
See how you work it.
Not like you do it, Mike.
Yeah, I don't smear peanut butter all over myself or anything, you know? Psycho Mike.
Sorry.
Freak. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office, shall we? The Game Plan, still number one.
Inexplicably. There's so many good movies out.
But Lisa.
Michael Crawford.
But Lisa.
That's barely
or Michael
out.
Clayton, too, or is another good one. Yeah.
I looked for that one. That was only like in one theater or something.
Oh, really?
It opens wider this weekend. Yeah, it's a couple theaters in New York and Los Angeles right now, and then it opens wide on this Friday.
So does Lisa.
Yeah.
Lisa's busy looking for Michael Crawford. You guys have that movie about the guy who was in Phantom of the Opera? I want to watch that one. No, ma'am. Sorry, there's no movie like that here. Oh, but I heard a guy talk about it.
Ralph's head.
Yeah. Yeah, the Game Plan, where Rock plays a quarterback with a kid he didn't know he had, and then she puts his dog in a tutu. Oh, it's hilarious. I can see why America loves it.
Too unrealistic that an NFL player would have kids he doesn't know about, Ralph.
That's
come on.
That's true. I would never put you in a tutu. No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. No,
Jersey,
I wouldn't.
Maybe.
No, I wouldn't. The Heartbreak Kid, number two at the box office, the new Ben Stiller movie, $14 million. The Kingdom was number three. Resident Evil Extinction was number four. Seeker, The Dark Rising was five. Good Luck Chuck was number six. Feel the Noise.
Yes.
The new reggaeton dance movie.
Yes.
Came in at number seven in its debut, making just $3.4 million.
Sweet!
That one, for some reason, is also in relatively limited release. I think less than 1,000 theaters, so maybe it'll grow.
310 to Yuma, number eight. The Brave One was number nine. Mr. Woodcock was number 10 at the box office this weekend. Yeah, enjoy while it lasts. It's going to drop out next week, I promise you. Let's talk about Pamela Anderson, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
We all heard that she got a driver's license, a wedding license with her boyfriend Rick Solomon in Vegas last week, and it looks like they've indeed tied the knot on Saturday night in Las Vegas. In between Pam's two shows with Hans Glock, they ran out and got married.
Oh, that's sweet. Those
in attendance
kids.
Were Pam's two sons, as well as her Hollywood friends Toby Maguire and Kevin Dillon, oddly enough. Pam wrote that... the two of them are truly grateful and have been friends for 15 years, and they just realized that they love each other.
Did they just realize that?
Yeah.
Pam apparently wore a white denim wedding dress.
White denim.
Classy.
She is white trash personified, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Wearing a white jeans dress.
Oh,
hey,
my God.
She got married to Kid Rock in a white bikini, remember?
That's true.
That's how she should look, though.
So congratulations to... I guess.
To happy Pam. Kids forever, huh?
Pam and Rick.
No way. Uh-oh, sausage.
Boobs.
Paris Hilton was a surprise guest at her sister Nikki Hilton's 24th birthday party at LAX in Vegas this weekend. Kevin, we've been there. The club,
yeah,
LAX.
It's a great club.
The Luxor. Apparently, Paris surprised her sister with a special gift. Paris hired Mr. T to come to the party.
Sweet.
Because apparently he's one of Nikki's idols.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. That's nice. Yeah.
Mr. T, that's the way to roll to a party.
If you're going to have a birthday party, that's the guest you want, right?
You kidding?
Sure.
I pity the fool, don't blow out all his candles. I pity the fool, don't open up his presents now.
And what, run the whole thing.
And what does he do once he gets there? He's just there?
He
just,
that's all he has to do.
People talk to him?
First name M, middle name period, last name T.
I would imagine having Mr. T at your party makes your party an instant success because everybody's so excited to see him and meet him, get their picture taken with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I pity the fool. Quit your jibber jabber.
See?
See,
you get that kind of stuff at your birthday party.
First name, mister. Middle name, period. Last name, T.
Oh,
come on.
Birthday. Happy birthday. That says happy birthday right there.
Don't give me no back talk, sucker.
That's right. Britney Spears has even more trouble, if, believe it or not.
Hard
apparently, there's another investigation going on by the Department of Child Protective Services.
What?
About her kids?
Her kids are gone.
Yeah, I think it's retroactive.
What can they do? Say, wow, we're glad we took them away.
This one launched by, believe it or not, Gloria Allred.
Oh, sure.
No.
Who is representing Tony Barreto, Britney's former bodyguard.
Yeah.
Apparently, since he has testified that she was walking around nude, doing drugs in front of her children, and endangering them with erratic behavior, she had to file those charges with the Department of Child Protective Services to see if the kids are okay.
I have Gloria Allred's statement from the press conference if you'd like to hear it, Ralph.
Sure.
Well, I would be lying to you if I didn't say that there were moments that I thought to myself, whore, this isn't such a bad way to earn a living.
See?
As long as there's a camera, she'll show up.
I don't know if you've seen Britney's ex lately, Kevin Federline.
I have not.
Seen his latest accessory? What he's sporting?
No.
Accessory? No.
Yeah, an eye patch.
He's wearing an eye patch?
Yes.
Now that's funny.
Apparently,
a little late for talking like a pirate day, isn't it?
Apparently, he's got a bad case of pink eye. Yeah. So, Federline rocking the eye patch. When you thought he couldn't be any more of a douche, he's walking around with an eye patch.
What the hell?
Look, if you're embarrassed because your eye is seepy, just stay home for 5 days. You don't have to force yourself to go out and wear an eye patch.
Forgive me, guys. Which one is a pink eye? How do you get that?
That's the one from looking at a cat poop, isn't it?
No.
How do you get
it? Yeah, if that's just the Mexican superstition. But in real life, how do you get the pink eye?
I don't know what that is, but I know it's
conjunctivitis,
highly contagious.
Right?
Yeah, same thing.
Conjunctivitis, and it's just, it's an
is it a virus or something?
No, it's just a bacterial infection of the eye.
Okay.
Yeah. Looks like Mean Girls, Lindsay Lohan, out of rehab.
Yeah.
She was released over the weekend from the Cirque Lodge treatment facility, and reportedly she's already back here in Los Angeles, and she's got a new boyfriend.
What?
Hmm.
She met a fella while she was inside, believe it or not. I know it's not like her.
I like meat.
But she apparently has met a man that the two of them were a great source of comfort and support for each other while they were inside, according to The Globe.
He must be married. That's who she picks.
Oh, no, he's single.
Oh.
Believe it or not.
I thought you're supposed to stay away from getting in relationships for quite a few months after you get out of rehab. That's part of the plan.
Yes, it is. Not her plan, but their plan.
But if he's actually committed to staying sober, it might be a good thing for her.
No.
Apparently she saw quite a few.
She needs someone all the time.
She saw quite a few fellows on the inside,
yeah,
reportedly. Several sources say that she was hanging out with Richie Sambora, who was also there at the same time being treated.
Right.
Wow.
But her new boyfriend, apparently, his name is Cesare Bono.
Shut up.
Cesare.
Cesare Bono.
As in the son of Sonny Bono?
As in the son of the late Sonny Bono, yes.
Cesare.
That's a terrible name.
His son with Mary, Republican congressperson Mary Bono.
Huh.
Cesare, which I believe is the Italian pronunciation of Caesar. That's where that comes from.
Oh, is it?
Like,
okay.
Hail Caesar, Cesare. Yeah. By all accounts, Lindsay and Cesare have no plans to do any skiing anytime soon. I don't know why.
Hi, this is Sonny Bono with Comedy.
Sonny.
Take a look at celebrity birthdays, shall we? Should we look at celebrity birthdays, Reggie? Should we?
Just no Reggie.
Paul Hogan from Crocodile Dundee is 68 years old today. I want another Crocodile Dundee movie so bad.
Yeah, he's 68, Ralph.
Dude, come on.
Well, if he's like Stallone, he'll do it anyway.
Maybe Dundee takes on like a stingray.
Oh, revenge.
Wow. Revenge? Wow.
It's a revenge killing.
Revenge of Steve. Crocodile Dundee 4.
The last Dundee movie pretty bad, though, Ralph?
Oh, it was horrible.
Yep.
They were all bad, weren't they? First one was pretty good. Wasn't it? That was pretty charming. Chevy Chase, actor and comedian, is 64 years old. I want to see him in the Crocodile Dundee movie with Paul.
I like it.
Sigourney Weaver.
Stingray's first victim.
Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver is 58 years old today. Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live is 52. Emily Proctor, my pal from CSI Miami. She plays Callie on that show. She is 39 years old today. Nick Cannon turns 27. And Matt Damon, who by all accounts just seems like a swell dude, doesn't he?
Does.
Would you like to have a beer with Matt Damon?
Sure.
I wouldn't tick him off, though. I saw him kill a guy with a book once. He goes off.
Yeah.
That's just a movie.
What?
Yeah.
He's 37 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
And now, a black moment with Lisa May.
Looky, looky, your ass is like a cookie. Gonna inject it and kill it just like its name was Tookie.
That was a black moment with Lisa May.
She's practically Fantasia, I'll tell you. She is just dripping with soul, that girl
Well, let me say that they are asking to induct me into the Black Hall of Fame.
Are they?
If that's what you mean.
Do they have a Black Hall of Fame?
Absolutely.
On Friday, we played that particular moment with, and Lisa shocked us all with the following comment.
I didn't have beats.
She comes
that's
out
right.
of line.
She give comes me beats, it's a whole nother thing.
Okay, now, mark that tape. If we give her beats, it's a whole nother thing. She didn't have beats. That was the problem with that read.
Lisa, how could you walk into that trap? How could you possibly try to defend that rapping with any reason?
You try to read those words, one, and then read them naked. I was naked at the time.
Oh,
I'll just beat you to the punch.
But what I'm saying is, why did you try to defend it and now get yourself into this problem that you're now in, which is now we brought in some beats for you?
Dude, look, I grew up in Inglewood. Clearly, we're just not bringing out the black in me. I need some music.
But if we have a beat,
I need some background.
Then you can rap. That's what you're
Absolutely.
Telling us. Now, when those words came out of your mouth on Friday, did you know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that was a mistake?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, I was like, I wish I could... Take
so you
it out.
Say,
take it back.
You got a beat, you can do it. Well, here we are with a beat.
All right. Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, Lisa May will now rap to show us that she is from Inglewood and she's up to no good. Here we go.
Okay.
Give me a beat!
Yeah. Uh-huh. Lisa May.
I got a sigler, bitch, and it's in my fast lane. Because when I'm not reading traffic, I'm selling cocaine because I'm a hustler. And my name is Lisa May. Moving all the yayo is a game I like to play. Uh-huh.
Yeah!
Uh-huh.
In your face.
How about that? That was pretty good.
I'm not done.
Oh. I have other beds. Were you done with that particular rap or no?
No.
Right.
I love penis. It's my favorite treat. You could say two steaks, my favorite meat. Sausage in the morning, sausage at night. A purple beef burrito makes me feel all right.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Woo!
Look at her
wow.
go.
People turning on the radio right now going, Kevin and Bean have Eve on today performing live. Congratulations.
All right, to number three. You ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Give me a beat.
Oh, yeah.
Better? Is this a better beat for you?
Brothers and sisters, men and trees, I got really crappy taste when it comes to TV. I like Brothers and Sisters, not dazed and confused. With taste like this, I must be abused.
Yeah, that wasn't as good as...
I'm not done.
Oh, yes, you are.
No, one more.
Well, wait, I got another beat.
All right.
We don't want to waste it all on one beat,
right.
for God's sakes. And then?
And then? Give me a beat!
Oh, gangsta.
I'm feeling... Lettuce wedge, lettuce wedge, lettuce wedge, lettuce wedge.
Are you rapping lettuce
I'm
wedge?
I'm not done. A head of lettuce, cut in a quarter, sprinkled with blue cheese on top of every order. Might get firm and might beat.
Oh.
Did you?
I blew it. Do it again.
Okay.
Right. Take two.
Lettuce wedge, lettuce wedge, lettuce wedge, lettuce wedge. A head of lettuce. Cut in a quarter with sprinkled blue cheese on top of every order. My get firm and my start to dangle when I think of lettuce. Cut in a triangle.
Yeah. Two cheers for Lisa. Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Now deep breath and quiet.
Wow, we just got all the big boys fans.
You can see the wood, right?
Excuse me?
It's an Inglewood.
Can you see
you
the wood?
See
it's
the
a better
wood.
Question.
Very exciting news. You know, it's sad for us, Kevin, on Mondays to come in after a big sports weekend and not have a sports guy to talk about it.
Especially a weekend like this where a lot of big stuff happens.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I'm happy to tell you that we managed to find a guy who I think is going to work out for us.
J-Rock Sports.
Sports.
And let's say good morning to our new sports guy, Sean Connery.
Good morning, sports fans. How are you?
Very fine. We're glad to have a sports guy back on our show. We're glad it's you, Sean.
I'm happy to be employed.
Now, Sean, before we go on and talk about this weekend in sports, it was a very busy weekend. What makes you, as an Oscar-winning actor, qualified to do sports on our show?
Not a thing.
Okay, well, we've got to start right there with
truth
the language.
Is, I don't even give a about sports. But I got tired of sitting around, retired, stroking my all morning.
All right, listen. Okay, all right.
Sean,
we can't
use sometimes that. I'd watch Regis and Kelly and just try to time it right so I could in her face when it came on the screen.
Sean, we can't use that kind of language on the radio.
It's a fun game. You should try it. They should make that a sport. What's her name?
Kelly. I hope it was Kelly and not Regis. Right. All right. Well, try to watch the language. Let's talk about some of the high points of the weekend. First of all, what was the game of the NFL weekend that most captured your imagination? Which one was the biggest surprise for you, Sean?
I was surprised about the Bears, quite frankly.
Yeah. How about that Bears win, huh?
Green Bay going into the game undefeated with Brett Favre. You know, wailing his around saying, oh, look at me, aren't I great? And then the Bears come along who are
yeah.
Boy, do they suck. And yet they come along and manage to beat Green Bay in Lambeau Field. And I tell you, I could have when I saw that.
Okay, listen.
Well, I could have squat down and dropped a big when that happened.
I don't know that that's the kind of language we could get on the air, but what about the very surprising New Orleans Saints, who a lot of people predicted were going to be vying for a Super Bowl this year, lost another one, still have yet to put a win on the board?
They're in a world of right now.
Yeah.
I think the problem with that team is they have too many on it.
Well, Sean, for God's sake, you can't
what are you
say
talking
that
about.
They are full chock full of.
You have to stop talking like that.
Oh, they're not full of.
You hire the best athletes you can to make your team competitive. It has nothing to do with race. Sean?
Sean? All right, let's change to college. Let's change to college.
The whole city's up. New Orleans.
Let's change to college football. Let's talk about USC.
Are they still underwater there?
It is mostly, yeah.
We should get them some goggles and some swim fins.
Well, I think we can do
turn
better
it
than
into
that.
Water world. Make it a theme park.
Right. I don't know that that's the conversation we would have either, Mr. Connery. Kevin's trying to ask you about the shocking upset of number one ranked USC.
Oh, Kevin trying to ask me something. I'll just shut the up then, shouldn't I?
I'm just saying USC lost this weekend, and it was a shock to everybody.
Yeah, they were going in looking like number one, going to take the national championship, and they lose to Stanford?
Yeah, yes.
Stanford is the Stanford Cardinal, by the way.
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
That team's so lame they can't afford an S at the end of their name.
Well, what's funny is that USC was favored by 40, I think, at game time, and they ended up losing the thing by a point.
Yeah, I'm sure Pete Carroll right now is hanging from his shower curtain rod with his... his hand.
Come on.
Trying to kill himself.
Come on, Sean.
Right. Asphyxiation.
It's just one loss. They're going to be fine. Okay, finally, what about the baseball playoffs
over
the
week? Don't forget, UCLA couldn't beat Notre Dame either.
Yes, they lost as well. It was a bad weekend for local sports fans, that's for sure, yeah.
Irish for you. They'll over every chance they get.
So the Angels make it to the playoffs, 3-out. They got swept by the Boston Red Sox. It's done for Southern California baseball for the postseason. What do you think, Mr. Connery?
I think baseball's played by
Sean.
What?
If this is going to work out, this whole thing with you doing sports, you're going to have to watch your language.
I hate baseball.
Right, but they're
little mincing around in their shorty pants with their baseball caps on. How much do you think's going on in those locker rooms when they get back after a game?
There are millions.
Hey, slugger, take your bat and stuff it up my.
Oh, wow. Ouch.
Let me on your mitt while I'm at it.
Oh, right.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either. But it sounded either, horrible. But
this might be a good time to say goodbye, Sean. Thank you.
I can't wait for next week.
We can.
Congratulations to Roxanne Quintero. Roxanne Quintero. That's like 80 points in Scrabble if you got her name. She just won a complete Incubus CD catalog and is eligible for the grand prize drawing that we told you about that we do on Friday, which is where we send you to see Incubus on the final stop of their tour in Guadalajara, Mexico. Plus, you get an autograph, lithograph, and $1,000 spending cash, which, by the way, you can buy, you can buy 20 houses in Mexico for $1,000.
Yeah, true.
You may never come back. So we'll give you a chance, another shot at that coming up and all this week here on the Kevin and Bean Show. All right, it's 7:38. You've probably seen her on the cover of Stuff, Maxim, in Playboy. There's no doubt you've seen her MySpace page, and now you can see her on the TV. MTV debuts A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, Miss Tila Tequila on the line with us right now.
Hi.
Hey, Tila.
Wow, I've been here before.
Yes, you have.
I know. I was thinking way back when we said, who is this chick with the million friends? And we had you in, and I think we all fell very deeply in love. How you been?
I'm good. I'm good to be back.
So how did the MTV thing happen? They just saw you were popular and said, we got to tear us off a piece of that, or what?
Yeah, they just heard about me and found out that I'm bisexual, and they're like, we would love to make this as a show idea. You know, how would you feel about that? And I thought it was a great idea.
Well, The Flavor of Love, let's be honest, one of the greatest shows ever.
Sure.
But just one, they just said, you know, girls, you actually are going to be the contestant, and they're going to have 16 guys and 16 girls, right?
Yeah, they're the contestant. I'm the host.
Right, I'm sorry.
You're the host.
But
right.
You're the person that they're all vying for.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, Tila, are you really bisexual, or is this something that you said so that they would give you a TV show and you figured, hey, it's not going to be that hard to make out with chicks?
You know what? I was born this way, and I'm sure some of my old school fans all know how bisexual I am.
Fantastic. Now, would you have a guess as to which sex would win? I mean, do you prefer women to men or men to women?
It doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, when you get to know somebody, you just fall in love with the person.
Mm-hmm.
So guy or girl, it doesn't matter after a while.
But if you, let me see if I can figure out a way to phrase this question where I can say it on the radio, Tila. Aren't there times where you crave something that maybe a woman doesn't have?
Well, whatever woman's not born with, we can always pick up at the store.
That's right. That is right.
How do you guys feel now, huh? You can be replaced.
Very replaceable.
We are pretty replaceable.
Yeah.
All right, so 16 guys, 16 girls. Tell me about the differences in the way that they compete for your affection. Did you see much difference between the two teams?
Yes, there is a huge difference, as a matter of fact, and that was a very interesting part of being on the show. Like, the guys, they're so competitive, and they're like, ugh, they're like, thinking with their heads,
right.
I mean, their whatever.
Sure.
Right.
And they're so overconfident that it ends up like making them lose, because these girls are, like, girls are very intelligent. I'm sorry, but we are.
No, girls are way better.
More subtle.
Girls are way better. There's no question about that. They have the advantage.
Yeah.
The guys think they have the physical advantage, but at the same time, the girls are using their brain, so they always end up winning.
Interesting.
Now, here's something they haven't had to worry about at any of the other dating reality shows. Weren't there some guys who were there as contestants to win you who then decided, why? Hey, if I'm not going to get Tila, I'll hit it off with one of the other girl contestants?
You know what? Guys, yeah, pretty predictable, right?
Sure.
Yep.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, Tila Tequila wasn't very happy about that.
She isn't? If only she were here, we could talk about it.
We could ask her about it.
Now, tell me, it says that every episode will culminate in a dramatic ceremony unlike anything you've ever seen. What, can you tell us what that is?
When I do the elimination?
You kick them out for however you do it.
Yeah, I switch it up, actually. It's not always the same.
Oh, okay, it's different every time.
I switch it up, but I do hand out a key, and you got to hold on to that key, because it's the key to my heart, to my house.
Okay. And the key to your house.
Nice.
Yeah, and the key to my house, my car, everything.
Wow.
Like a mama key.
Did you guys all live together in a big house while you were making the show?
Yeah, it's my house, and of course I sleep in my own bedroom, but I spy on them because they all share one bed. All the guys and girls sleep in one bed.
Really?
They think they're moving in, and they think they all have their own beds and their own rooms, but it's just one bed with one room, and they all have to sleep on it together.
And you have a camera in that room.
Absolutely.
And you had it long before the show. Am I right?
Of course.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
This is Tila Tequila. We're talking to you about A Shot at Love, her new reality show that debuts tomorrow night on MTV. I saw your Newsweek interview recently, Tila, and it sounded to me like your parents only know what you tell them. They are unaware of about 90% of your life. Is that right?
Yes, they are, very much.
How is that possible, though, to do, you know, stuff and Maxim and all that kind of stuff and not have, you know, friends at least tell them?
Well, they're very old school, you know, and they don't have cable. They just watch regular TV and local news, and they don't have internet either. And
wow.
All their friends are pretty much just like them.
Right. You're so lucky.
Are you sure that they're not Amish? You think they're Asian, but they're really Amish? What's up with no internet in 2007?
You know what? Maybe they have a big secret to tell me. I don't know. But, yeah, they don't have internet or anything.
That's such good news.
Yeah, it's cool.
And even growing up, going through junior high and high school, they didn't know about you and the other girls, right?
Well, no, they didn't. I think my mom might have knew something,
right.
But other than that, they don't know anything. Like one time, yeah, I can't talk about it too much. I forget we're on the radio.
Yeah, sure. But basically, they're in the dark entirely.
Yeah, I mean, they know about my Playboy and stuff like that, because I send them that too, you know, but, and they're very supportive, but as far as everything else goes, they don't really have any idea.
But they know about your TV show.
They know about my TV show.
So they're going to learn a lot more, right?
Oh, God.
They don't have cable.
Yeah, they don't have cable.
They don't have MTV.
But I think my aunt and uncle probably would say something because they have cable.
Yeah, that's where everything falls right to hell, is that people go, hey, you'll never believe what she did last night.
Yeah.
Exactly. So is the show funny, Tila?
That's the cool thing about it. It's actually more, it has a very, you know, comedic twist to it. It's very funny.
You know what's amazing about these shows is the competitiveness. Guys, girls, doesn't make any difference. They want to win this show. I don't know how focused they are on finding love forever, and
sure.
You probably aren't either, I imagine. It is a TV show, after all. But the competitiveness, they just go crazy.
They go bananas, especially when you team them up. It's different when it's just like a bunch of guys competing, you know, and a bunch of girls. But it's different when you team them up to compete against each other's genders.
Right.
And the guys against girls competitions, they get like crazy.
I think this sounds fascinating. It's an interesting social experiment just to see how men and women function differently in terms
exactly.
of romance.
It's definitely a learning experience. Like, I learned so much more about guys and girls just seeing them together like that.
Yeah.
And do you make out with girls on every episode? Trying to decide whether to put on my TiVo.
The ones I like, sure.
Okay, excellent.
Okay. All right, last question for you, Tila. You're still doing the MySpace? You're still accumulating friends over there? What are you up to? Do you know?
Yes, I actually have my new single coming out tomorrow, too.
Oh, wow.
What's the song?
It's on iTunes. It's called Stripper Friends.
Stripper Friends. Fantastic.
Okay, fantastic. But yeah. How many friends are you up to right now? Aren't you around 75 million?
I'm over 2 million, yeah.
Over 2 million. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got one, and it's that Tom dude. That's it. That's all I got. All right, Tila, best of luck. It's tomorrow night and every Tuesday night at 10 o'clock on MTV. It's called A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila, and may the women win.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye now.
Inappropriate Wood coming up after 8. First, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat along with Reggie the Wonder Dog in the studio of the world-famous K-Rock this morning.
Nope,
Reggie.
No dog here.
Nope, not here.
Unless Operations Manager Scott Mason is listening, in which case there's no dog in the studio because pets aren't allowed. We understand that.
We get that.
What are you and Reggie talking about this hour, Ralph?
First of all, Reggie's offended by the whole inappropriate Wood thing.
Is that right?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
He's too young for that kind of talk.
Sure. Well, you got to put earmuffs on.
It's not appropriate. Yeah. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? The Game Plan, still number one. That's The Rock playing a football player who has no idea he's got an 8-year-old daughter until she shows up on his doorstep. And then he kicks a field goal through her heart or something. I'm not quite sure how it works, but they have magic together.
Yeah.
And everyone loves them.
Yeah.
So much.
Number one, 2 weeks in a row.
$16.3 million just this weekend. That's got to put it well over, it's got to be almost $50 million between the 2 weeks.
And the sequel, is he going to find out he has another kid?
Yes.
Another one that he didn't know about?
The Heartbreak Kid, in its debut, the new Ben Stiller comedy, made $14 million. It was good enough to make it number two. The Kingdom was number three. Resident Evil Extinction, still doing very well, made it number four. Seeker, The Dark is Rising, was number five. In its debut, made $3.7 million. Good Luck Chuck was number six. Number seven, Feel the Noise, the new Jennifer Lopez
produced film about Omarion's in it, about reggaeton.
Sure.
Yeah, good times. 310 to Huma was number 8. The Brave One was number 9. Mr. Woodcock. Rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Got some new good news from my man, Kevin.
Yes.
One of the highest rated shows ever in the history of Showtime was the premiere of Dexter.
Kevin. Oh, fantastic. That show's so good.
You're happy to know about 1.1 million viewers watched it in its premiere, which makes it much higher than The Tudors, which was pretty good, and Weeds averages pretty good numbers, but Dexter's smash hit. And it's up against Desperate Housewives and Cold Case, two big high-ranking shows. So Showtime very pleased with the performance of Dexter so far.
You haven't seen that yet. The first season's available on DVD, and it is fantastic. It's one of the best shows on TV.
I'll tell you, you couldn't look at a bus or a billboard or something without seeing that it was coming. That's for sure. They sure put a lot of money behind advertising, and apparently it paid off for them. So.
Did you read the books too, Kevin, or just the show?
I don't know anything about the books. I just
based on books, yeah.
Books.
Are those the ones with words in them?
Yeah, those big heavy things made out of paper.
No,
yeah.
But the TV show rules the planet.
No one likes that anymore. John Mayer and Minka Kelly aren't hiding their relationship any longer. Apparently, the star of Friday Night Lights and the singer are holding hands and making out while shopping in Los Angeles, according to Us Weekly. By the way, funny thing is, no one knows who John Mayer is. Big star. I don't think anybody knows who he is. He was at Best Buy the same day that they saw them making out. And he tried to charge some items to his American Express Black Card.
Yeah.
And the clerk had no idea who he was, didn't recognize him.
Awesome.
Made him show some ID so
excellent.
He could prove who he was. So.
Hey, did Quiet, you guys Rob. Watch Friday Night Lights on Friday night?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I watched the hell out of it.
I've never watched the show more.
Kevin's gone in a loop in his house constantly.
So Lisa, who already watched the show, tuned in. Who already watched the show, tuned in. But all the flapping my gums I did last week to try to talk you guys into giving it a try since it's coming back for a new season, you all ignored
Bean,
me.
Here's
what you don't understand, Bean, is you flapping your gums drives us away from whatever.
Yeah, that's the opposite of the effect. If you had said, you know what, I hate that Friday Night Show, then I'd be watching it.
Go, wow, I'm going to watch that.
You just don't
I brought it up. Because I thought you guys would enjoy it because it's such an outstanding program.
Right, sure.
I don't have anything to gain from it being popular. I want you guys to enjoy it because it's so good.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
That's what you said about Pluto, too, man. That's what you said about Pluto.
That's right.
Then look what happened.
Take it away.
Canceled. Whole planet was canceled. Everything you like is canceled.
That is kind of true, actually.
Congratulations to Pam Anderson, or should I say the new Mrs. Rick Solomon.
Boobs.
That is, that's unbelievable.
Rick and Pam were married Saturday night in Las Vegas in between her two performances with Hans Klock, legendary magician Hans Klock, who performs at the Planet Hollywood Hotel and Casino. And, apparently, it's my stomach. My stomach's
Your stomach sounds like a little dog.
Tobey Maguire was in attendance, as was Kevin Dillon and some other Hollywood types. But that's an odd mix, Tobey Maguire and Kevin Dillon.
She gave them all 5 minutes in between shows.
Yep. She got married in a white denim dress, showing how classy she is.
That's nice.
And then went back for the second show. Told the audience, I'm married. I couldn't be happier. So,
great.
Congratulations for her.
No way. Uh-oh, sausage.
Speaking when will the new sex tape come out now that she's married to Rick Solomon?
Yeah, that's a slam dunk with those two.
No kidding.
It's mandatory that they put out a sex tape, right? Speaking of Pam and her husbands, Kid Rock did an interview in Penthouse magazine. And really, when you want an interview, a real good
hard hitting,
that's where you go. It's Penthouse.
Course.
It's like Newsweek for perverts. he says, well, here's the thing. I thought it was funny. Apparently, it's not just the left-wing loonies who have cornered the market on celebrities speaking out when it comes to politics.
Right.
Kid Rock's doing some as well. He's a bit of a right-wing guy. And he said after he performed for the troops last Christmas, he was so pleased because he got to drink Jim Beam and Coke with Donald Rumsfeld. And he says the thrill of the entire event was him high-fiving President Bush.
Wow. No,
that would be
kidding.
Something you would not forget. I mean, that would be kind of cool.
How many people high-five him? I imagine it can't be many.
How many times do you think George had to try before he actually made contact, though, the high-five?
Four.
Yeah, he just kept whiffing.
Kid's like, don't leave me hanging here. Come on.
Kid Rock talks about the left-leaning members of Hollywood saying, just because you made a great movie doesn't mean you're an expert on foreign policy. So he would like them to shut up.
Okay, and what is it? Mean that he makes music.
I don't know.
He should shut up as well.
And he says that America needs its right to bear arms. He says if it wasn't for Americans and their guns and the people who knew how to use them, we'd all be sitting around with swastikas saying Heil Hitler. Because remember when the Nazis invaded America? Thank God we were all armed.
We beat them back with our guns.
Yeah, we were able to hold them off in Santa Monica Pier.
Wow.
Good times.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthday is Paul Hogan. You remember him as Crocodile Dundee. He's 68 years old today. Sigourney Weaver, of course, from the Alien movies, as well as many other feature films, 58 years old today. Remember in Ghostbusters? She was rising above the bed.
No,
sure. She wanted to have sex with him. He's like, she goes, I want you inside me. Oh, I think that you're pretty crowded in there already.
There's plenty of people in there already.
That's right. Chevy Chase, 64 years old today. Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live is 52. Emily Proctor, my pal from CSI Miami, turns 39. Matt Damon, actor and screenwriter. He's born, man.
He
is. Freaking born. He's 37. And Nick Cannon. Oh, the kids love him some Nick Cannon, don't they? He's 27 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We should probably start with this.
If you have little children and you allow them to listen to the following conversation, you are a bad parent. A really bad parent. You are seriously f***ed up. You with your illegitimate kids and your bad judgment and whatnot.
Dude. This has been a kind of a spicy program today for the young people. I'm thinking about Lisa doing her raps about the penises. Then we had Sean Connery on with his very inappropriate and inflammatory sports report. Then we went to bisexual love with Tila Tequila. This may not be the show for the kids today. That's
due
all
to
I'll
some
say.
Graphic and mature content. Parental discretion is advised.
Man blames. Here's the headline from the Associated Press. Man blames health drink for unwanted erection. A man has sued the maker of a health drink called Boost Plus, claiming the vitamin-enriched beverage gave him an erection that would not subside and caused him to be hospitalized.
The reenactments and commentary in this program may contain frank talk of a sexual nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
Sorry, back to you.
His name is Christopher Woods. He's from New York. He bought the nutrition beverage. Isn't that interesting? I didn't even notice. He bought it and drank it and woke up in the morning with, quote, an erection that would not subside, had to seek treatment that day for the condition. And apparently, I won't get into the details, but what they have to do to you, the surgery that they have to do is called a penile artery embolization.
I don't want to know this.
They have to apparently do they have surgery?
To close off some blood flow to prevent engorgement. So that's no good. So this guy's walking around for a few days going, okay, so that happened.
Jeez.
And it got us talking about the topic because, of course, it hasn't happened to me because I'm bean and I haven't had an erection since 1980. But it does happen from time to time in completely non-sexual environments and completely inappropriately.
The following program contains dialogue of a sexual nature. If you have kids or you are offended when other people use the words boner, blow, or ass whore. Proceed with caution.
Right. So inappropriate erections, this is not a sex topic because this is not what you plan on doing at that moment.
Right.
Right. In many cases, it's the furthest thing from your mind. You're getting up, to give a presentation at work, and you don't know where it came from or why. All you know is now you've got to stand up, and it's embarrassing, and you don't know how to get rid of it.
Suckabike, who were you interviewing that had to?
Jerry Cantrell of Alice in Chains fame. Alex and I are backstage at Inland Invasion 2 years ago when Alice in Chains was playing. And we are trying our best to interview Jerry Cantrell and be serious and concentrate on the interview. But it was so hard because he was backstage in sweatpants before the show, you know, kind of in casual clothing, and had a monstrous boner.
God.
And it made and like what
wait,
it
wasn't all monstrous boner opening for Alice in Chains on that tour,
so
if I recall?
Funny. Yeah, and they were doing some roadie work for them. He wasn't at all like ashamed or trying to hide it either. Like he's just walking around like it looked like that Jackass stunt that Johnny Knoxville just goes around town with a boner. I mean, he was trying to talk and I mean it was like inches away from poking Alex in the leg, and I'm trying so hard not to look at it and concentrate.
Awesome. That's not exactly when you want it to happen.
Probably not.
Let's go to Chris in Glendale. Good morning, Chris.
What's up?
What happened to you, dude?
Yeah! Yes!
There's our boy. So we're going to be looking for your calls. Now that we got that out of the way, now that we got the essential out of the way.
I love that guy.
We're going to be looking for your calls at 1-800-520-1067. We're talking about it just comes out of nowhere. You don't know why. It's not because you're thinking anything sexy. You're not in a situation where you can do anything about it. You just have to hope and pray. And by the way, what is the solution? What do the experts advise you do to get rid of it? Does it, thinking about baseball help in that situation too?
Like
thinking
it about baseball helps anything be less exciting. Let's go to Joe in Beaumont. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
So, yeah, I was holding my 4.5-month-old daughter yesterday on the couch with my wife, and all of a sudden I just looked at my wife and I was like, is it normal for me to be getting an erection right now?
Oh, no.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. So, yeah, I handed her off to her, and
good.
I just kind of
good call.
Decided to watch TV.
Yes.
Wow, I think I would be very troubled by that. Joe doesn't seem to be upset at all.
Did your wife, like, slowly move into another room, getting out of here?
I'm getting away from Dad.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then into another house and into another city.
Yep.
All right, thanks for the call, Joe. 1-800-520-1067. Jamie is in Mission Hills on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about unwanted wood. Jamie, what's your story?
Well, morning, guys. Morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
And Ralph, fueling your little doggy.
Sure.
And,
no dog. Go ahead.
Well, okay. Well, anyhow, I'm a driver, so in the mornings, you know, if I'm partying, like, blasting, you know, and if I'm tired, I have to, you know, take up some energy drinks. And so I've been diagnosed before this at a doctor's that I had too much vitamin B12 and increasing, like, you know, it gives you too many erections.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it can build you up an erection unintentionally. Like if I drink it and then like 10 minutes later.
I think we understand how that works, yeah. So, so while you're delivering things, this happens?
Oh, yeah, I can't even hide it, man. It's so embarrassing sometimes. It's like, man, maybe. I have to do this. And I can, you know, try to think about something else, like maybe like some stupid show my wife sees, but
maybe you should just try coffee instead.
No, even coffee is worse because, you know, it pumps you up. And then after you get all pumped up, you know,
yeah, I think
your
we get
blood
it.
Starts flowing.
Coffee does the same thing?
Everything does it.
Wow.
To Jamie, everything.
No kidding.
There's just no help for him.
Let's take Kyle in Burbank on line 3 before the break, and then we'll come back with your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Kyle, good morning.
Morning.
What happened to you? Unwanted.
Back in high school. You know, senior year, first period, I had math class, and usually relaxed, nothing sexual, and I was just chilling, and the teacher wanted to go over the homework from the night before, so she randomly called kids up to the board to do the work,
right.
And I get called, and I just happen to have a nice, massive...
Now, was she hot?
Yeah, she was kind of hot, but it wasn't because she was hot, it was just... I was relaxed, half asleep, and I go up to the board, and it was quite obvious, and I couldn't do anything to hide it.
And what did the people in the class do? I mean, were people laughing at you?
Yeah, I had a couple friends in the class, and they snickered, and I got hell for it for the rest of the day. But, yeah.
But then you showed them when you erased the board with it. he writes the program on it
and then turned over the teacher's desk with it.
Yeah, I did.
Thanks for the call. All right, 1-800-520-1067. It's at the wrong time. It's inopportune at best, and we'll take your calls next.
Speaking of, it feels so good. We're talking about unwanted wood here this morning. Inappropriate erections at 1-800-520-1067. There's a man in the news. He's suing an energy drink called Boost Plus because it gave him an erection he could not get rid of, which must have been, I don't know, at a minimum embarrassing as he went about his day, and the potential for some real health problems if you've got the priapism and you can't get rid of it at all.
Due to some graphic and mature content, parental discretion is advised.
Well, it's not about sex. It's more about the inappropriateness of.
Right.
Certainly. Let's talk to Katie. Unlikely that a woman would be calling on this topic, but Katie in Pasadena has a unique angle on the situation. Hey, Katie, good morning.
Good morning, people. Good morning, Lisa May.
Hello, Katie.
What happened with your inappropriate wood?
Well, it wasn't personally mine, but I work in an emergency room, and this actually happens a lot more than you think, because they tell you after a certain number of hours you're not supposed to have wood.
Right.
Well, we have men come in all the time that have it. One memorable one was a porn star that was in Vegas, took some Viagra, shot the video, and then flew all the way back to LAX and then drove to our hospital to get it taken care of because he still had wood at that point.
Wow. And you're just the nurse to take care of that, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I think every single nurse in the emergency room saw him, And both of our doctors looked at him, too.
Wow. That's now, awesome. We don't want to get into the details because it's a little bit off topic. But, I mean, they have to do surgery on you to close up some of the blood flow, right?
Well, if they can't reduce it with the other procedure, there is a procedure they can do in the emergency room.
Really?
That drains the blood from it.
And you do that?
No, the doctor actually does that with a needle and a syringe.
All right,
Kitty.
That's all right. Heard enough.
They tried reducing it in the emergency room first.
I got you.
And then if they can't fix the problem in the emergency room, then they send them to surgery. Fortunately, all the guys that have come in that I've seen have been able to have the problem fixed in the emergency room, and they walk out with their heads hung very low.
That's bad enough right there.
You just have to go home, and your family says, hey, how was work? You're like, you're not going to blame it. It happened again. All right, Katie, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye now.
Let's try Danny. He's on line 7 down in Anaheim, 1-800-520-1067. Danny, we're talking about inappropriate erections. What do you got?
Hey, party people. Hey, Lisa May.
Hi, Danny.
Talk about inappropriate. I happen to be at my wife's grandfather's funeral.
Wife's grandfather's funeral. That means a lot of old people.
Well, yeah, and he wasn't the only stiff in the room, so to speak. It was time to go and do the viewing, and kind of had to get up and limp up to the coffin there and take my peek and kind of limp out the door, trying not to get too red there.
Awesome.
But definitely embarrassing, and I believe definitely inappropriate.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
Kind of inexplicable.
Wife's grandfather's funeral.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Wow. Not exactly the stuff erections are made of.
All right, let's go to Mike in Buena Park. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Kevin and Dean. Good morning, Lisa May.
Hi, Mike.
I was in church a few years ago. I don't go to church anymore, but I was in church a few years ago and just eyeballing the hot chick singing and got an erection.
Well, that's...
Standing there, I couldn't even sit down because, you know, everybody stands up and sings.
Right.
So I was standing up and she was just too hot.
Yeah. Yeah, that you can under. I mean, that you can kind of see because it's a hot chick. But the guy at the grandfather's funeral. I mean,
what is that about?
That's way worse.
And he didn't know it.
Thank you for the call.
Although I think in general, funerals or regular services, weddings, anything, I think churches ought to be erection free zones. Don't you guys?
Sure, but if there's a hot chick, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I understand.
You know what I mean?
All right, why don't we talk to Robin on line 8? Robin is in Granada Hills, and I don't know psychologically what's going on with this young man, but let's find out what the story is. Good morning, Robin.
Hey, Kevin Bean. Hey, Lisa May.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
We're good.
Okay, so I was in high school. So, you know, you got the hormones raging and everything anyway.
Sure.
And I was at football practice. And, you know, you have those, like, really loose, airy kind of shorts to practice in.
Yeah.
And I just got one out of nowhere. And the worst part of it was we were just getting ready to do hitting drills.
Did everybody avoid you?
Well... So I'm thinking I fall forward, you know, I might break it or something.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking if I let the guy fall on top of me, that could be even worse.
Yeah, because then you could be sued for all kinds of sexual misconduct.
Yeah. So I just did the best I could to kind of crouch around. And out there's nothing to cover up with either, you know. Could put, like, my hand down there, but that's about it.
Yeah, and by the way, all the other football players are going, all right, why is this happening
exactly?
Now, never showering with that guy again.
I'm surprised you don't play for the Cowboys, dude, to be honest. Now that I've heard your story. So did the man clamp down on us? Did you have to take Reggie home, Ralph?
Yeah. They said no animals in the studio.
Right, and we said there weren't any.
Right, that's what I said as I was holding him, petting him. He said, what's that in your lap? I said, how dare you? That's sexual harassment.
So we learned long ago that if you just boldface lie, then sometimes there's just some sort of a misfire in their snaps, and they figure, well, maybe I'm missing something, because clearly he couldn't say there's no dog if he's holding a dog.
Yeah.
He's staring right at it, then maybe their mind will just shut down if you go, nope, no dog.
I'm not as good at it as you guys are, apparently. I couldn't do the Jedi mind trick, so. The wife came by and picked him up.
How long have you had this puppy?
A little over 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Just 2 weeks, yeah. It feels like forever.
Does it?
Yes.
You don't strike me as the puppy type.
Yeah, a lot of people have said that to me, which I kind of take offense to.
Yeah, I know. That's why I didn't know how to say it, but you just don't seem like it.
I've never had a dog before. I've never owned a dog before.
My sister was always allergic when we were kids, so we were able to get a dog.
Bitch.
So my wife has always been raised with dogs, and she said she really wanted to get one for us. And I had kind of, for a long time, I was like, you know, it sounds like a great idea. I love dogs personally. I love other people's dogs.
Right.
But they're a lot of work, and they just sort of upset your life when you take them in because you have to make, you have to rearrange your schedule, and you have to do a lot of different stuff. So I kind of kept her at arm's length for a long time.
And you've also been very vocal against pet parents, who would drive you crazy.
Yes.
Lisa.
Having never owned a dog in your life.
Yeah, but even as a dog owner now, there are certain things I won't do. Like the dog's not allowed up on the bed or the furniture. He doesn't
get
to sleep with us.
Your dog couldn't jump up on that bed. If it jumped down, it would die.
That's true. He would plummet to the earth, become a little stain on the carpet if he tried to jump off our
bed.
There's
actually a picture. Go to krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page, sites, and then click on sites, and then there's a picture of Reggie.
But he's not going to have a Halloween costume. He won't be on our Christmas cards.
Do you promise?
I promise. I guarantee you there's certain pet parent behavior I will not be engaging in, even with a
Does
a
your wife
dog.
Enjoy that type of behavior?
No, not really. Okay, we both like the dog to be a dog.
It's a big part
of our life. It's a great pet. It's a lot of fun, but it is not. It's not a
I get the
I was
Halloween
a
costume, but put it on the card. It's a cute dog. Why wouldn't you put it on your Christmas
See,
card?
That's what I'm talking about.
It's a cute dog. No. I would enjoy your card more with your dog in it.
Well, I'm sure you would, but that's just your personal feelings about me. It has nothing to do with the dog.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah. Let me get a ruling on this because I was a little bit surprised to see Ralph fall into one of my pet peeves about pet parents, and that's the baby talk to the dog.
No, you know what? That's not pet parent to me. If you're talking,
really?
No, because it's a puppy. It doesn't understand.
Doesn't understand regular English either, though.
But they respond to that tone, that high-pitched sort of sing-songy tone. They do respond to that.
It doesn't bother me as much as shoes or a sweater or whatever, that kind of
things
stuff.
Sombrero,
right. Mustache, all this stuff.
Now, what kind of dog is Reggie?
He is a miniature dachshund.
Miniature dachshund. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So usually dachshunds are those big long wiener dogs.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tinier version of that. He won't get to be more than 8 pounds or so. So
he kind of looks like a little beagle, a little bit.
His coloring is very beagle-esque. They're called piebald dachshunds. That's the coloring. And they're considered not showable. They're not. They're not desirable for real dachshund fans because the show dogs that they take to the kennel, clubs and that kind of stuff, they have to be pure. They call them the red, that brown color, or
whatever.
Or
those people are nuts.
I know. So he was actually cheaper than any other dachshund because of his coloring. He's considered not desirable for breeding and that kind of stuff.
It's a good thing you would have him.
Exactly.
He's
lucky to be alive. That's all I'm saying. You better behave.
I'm sure you've already threatened him with puppy lake on more than one occasion.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm glad we got a chance to hear Ralph's side of the story. And the reason we've been asking these questions about Reggie is because we've actually asked producer Lightning to line Reggie up. I know he's back home.
All right. Okay.
And we actually have him on the phone.
No.
He went
Reggie
home, and now he's on the phone.
This is not
from
necessary.
Shea Garman is on the line with us right now. Good morning, Reggie.
Hey, hey, how you doing?
We're good. How are you?
Doing all right. How you doing over there?
Who's Reggie
that?
Italian.
Hey. That's right.
What are you listening to there?
Hey, Heat of the Moment, Little Asia.
Oh,
you know?
Asia.
Hey, I'm at Ralph's house. What do you want?
That's my dog. Yeah.
Now, is this something that Ralph left on for you this
morning? Yeah, he's got me locked up in my room over here. He's got a Little Asia, and then on the TV, he's got on mute. Got that movie, Two for the Money.
Oh,
and
is that right?
On a loop, you know? Like, the funny part, it's like a 2-minute segment of the movie. He just plays it over and over again. It's just this guy, you know, shaking Matthew McConaughey. He's like, hey, you're back, buddy. All right.
Now, Reggie,
talk about biting the hand that feeds you.
Reggie, you're a 2-week-old puppy. Why do you sound like you're on The Sopranos?
Hey, you know, Ralph and I, we go way back. About 3 weeks ago, I'm in Philly. You know, I'm talking to Lisa Scagnatelli out in front of Geno's Steaks.
Right.
You know, I was trying to make a couple bets of the OTB, and this guy comes up to me in a leather 3-quarter jacket. He says to me, you know whose I am? I said, no, I don't, douchebag. Who are you? He says, I'm Ralph Garman, man. You look like a good dog. And I was like, I'm good. I got to tell you.
Now, were you somebody's pet at the time?
Nah, you
just
know,
running wild.
I was raised on the streets. You know how it is out there in Philly. It's rough.
Sure.
Yeah. And he brings me back to L.A. He says, you got a good home for me? And next thing you know, bada bing, bada bang, boom. I'm here. I'm, I'm living the West Coast lifestyle. I kind of like it.
Now,
I can't lie to you. Hey, Lisa May, by the way.
Yeah.
They don't call me a wiener dog for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Anytime
I want
to come over,
dog.
You know, I'm getting a little bored over here.
I got to get him neutered. Yes. I keep forgetting to put
now, Reggie,
that down.
Now,
what do you need?
How is Ralph as an owner?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's good. He's lying a little bit, though. He's talking about how he doesn't like to dress me up.
Right.
You know, hey, listen, enough with the lying, Ralph Garman. talking about Halloween costumes. He's already got like 5 Eagles jerseys laid out, home, away, vintage. And for you? Yeah, he's got like entire Batman armor custom made for me. I mean, give me a break. Come on now.
Ralph.
Come on.
I do custom have a, Batman armor?
I do have a little utility belt I put on him from time to time.
You know, he's good. He takes care of me. I got these custom made potty pads, you know, for me to do my business on.
Right.
They're pictures of Sandra Oh in a Dallas Cowboys jersey.
Oh, wow.
I just go nuts on
That's
it.
A hell of a target.
You know what I'm saying?
He hits the target every time.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird, though. I'm only a dog.
That's true.
I'm doing my thing. You know, and by the way, the diet of Marlboros and Philly cheesesteaks, it's getting a little old. You know what I'm saying?
They feed you cigarettes?
Yeah, sure. What are you going to do? It's the Garmin household. You know what I'm saying? I'm bumping on one right now.
It's
you know
fiber.
Yeah, it works. Keeps me regular. I can't lie. Keeps me regular.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I do appreciate the Jack Daniels in my doggy bowl. Oh!
Really?
Hey!
He gives us Andrew Dice puppy?
Hey!
He gives us some Jack, doesn't
he? Hey, you know, what do you want?
Listen, Reggie the Wonder Dog on the phone here on the County Beach. I have to ask, speaking of the Garmin household, how about Ralph's wife? Kind of a hottie, right?
Hey. I like to nuzzle up to her kitty parts, you know what I'm saying?
Is that right?
That's where I like to watch a little TV at night, you know what I'm saying? You know, the Joe Schmo DVDs are getting a little old, though. I'd like to vary it up a little bit.
You have to keep watching those videos?
Yeah, every once in a while we watch a little Heroes, you know what I'm saying? That's all right. By the way, you know what I'm saying? Why does he got these pictures of Hayden Panettiere with the mouth cut out? I don't understand.
Oh,
you
know? I don't know what that would be for.
That's a little strange stuff,
Reg. You don't need to worry about that.
But all in all, I must say, you know, Ralph's a pretty good guy. Treats me pretty well. But I'm getting a little tired of watching him, you know, hitting the heavy bag in his Batman outfit. It's pretty gay.
Is that what you do?
I'm not going to lie. You know,
you hit the
gay.
Heavy bag, Ralph, in your Batman outfit?
Well, you know, I kind of keep the streets safe.
All right. Well, boys, it's been good talking to you. By the way, there's pictures of Adam West with the mouth cut out, too. You know
hey.
What I'm saying?
Yes, we do, unfortunately. Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat from Monday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, Bean and Mariah Carey have a lot in common.
Really?
What? Yes. Apparently, in her latest interview with Glamour magazine, she admits that she has no idea how many bathrooms are in her New York penthouse. She's no idea.
Okay.
They ask her, how many bathrooms do you have? Oh, I don't know.
That's insane.
How do you not know that?
Must be a lot of bathrooms.
Yeah, it must be more than...
But she knows for sure. She says the one you have to check out is her Hello Kitty bathroom.
Yay!
Which is decorated entirely with items from the Hello Kitty collection.
Hmm.
There you
Can
go,
Can we steer
Bean.
Away from gay people?
I don't have a lot of Hello Kitty stuff, but I can see how it would be easy to decorate an entire home in it because they do literally make everything you would ever need for your house in Hello Kitty.
Boy, that was really gay.
You still have the Hello Kitty toaster, Bean?
I do. Yeah. I mean, I have a few items. Don't get me wrong.
Oh,
I have
we
the
don't.
Toaster and the,
you have the lunchbox,
you know,
I gave you?
Got the lunchbox.
Remember when we were in New York City for the MTV Music Awards 2 years ago?
Yes.
Clock.
And we had to go to the Hello Kitty store.
Yes.
At Times Square, so Bean could go through.
Watch. See, he's got the same thing, in my opinion, that that Ryan Seacrest has, which is he spends his entire life trying to convince you that he's gay, and then he says, no, I'm not.
No, I don't have that much stuff.
No.
I don't think there's Hello anything Kitty. Gay about Hello Kitty. Ask your friend Petros about it. I mean, there's Hello Kitty is just awesome. That's not a gay thing. It's just an awesome thing.
It's a girl thing.
It's a little girl thing, though.
It's awesome with awesome sauce on top.
Okay,
oh, God.
That's good. I rest my case.
Room's starting to spin real fast.
Yeah,
because of gayness.
Yeah, Bean gives you the Hello Kitty speech, and then right next to that, he's, ooh, look at those chickies. Those are some pretty hot chickies.
Yeah.
And then you're like, all right, he's failing miserably at this charade.
That was incredibly gay.
Congratulations to Pam Anderson and her new husband, Rick Solomon. Rick, of course, was the co-star of the Paris Hilton sex video. Pam Anderson, of course, the co-star of the Pam and Tommy Lee sex video.
Right.
Yeah.
Match made in heaven.
I think they were married by Screech, who was his own sex video. Also attending the ceremony were Kim Kardashian and...
Ray J.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
No way. Uh-oh, sausage.
Yeah. Meg White was invited, but that turned out she didn't have a sex video, so they asked her not to come.
Boobs. Colin Farrell came instead.
Colin Farrell showed up. That's right.
Would you guys marry Pam Anderson given the chance?
Yes. No!
I know, no.
Right?
Yep.
Marry her?
Not for a second.
No. Yeah. I would split her like a pair of eights.
Yeah, but that's going to marry her.
But then I'd run like the wind.
Like Kid Rock?
I'd run like Kid Rock. That's right.
Exactly.
I'd take off. Why does she have to get married to every guy she bangs?
I don't know.
What if she is pregnant?
Well, maybe she is, but
maybe she
Why
is.
Do you have to get married to every guy you have a baby with?
That's right. Lisa. With all your kids running around.
Sure.
Speaking of babies, Jennifer Lopez, the rumor is still going on that she's pregnant. It's really escalated over the past 72 hours. In Touch Weekly magazine says they've got an insider that claims they've seen the ultrasound from her gyno's office.
Hmm. Okay.
TMZ's reporting that it may not be one, but two children in there.
Oh, no. Dude.
Twins.
I've seen a couple of photos. She looks a little pregnant.
She does look a little pregnant. They say she's about 12 weeks long. That's what they're guessing. However, if it's twins, she's carrying them in her butt. More room there.
That's a
than
good
her
place.
Stomach. Yeah, you got one in each cheek. You
could, sure.
She could carry a family of children.
A full-grown family.
Exactly. Some teenagers.
I was in the supermarket yesterday, and I couldn't help but notice all the various headlines on the weekly news magazines as I was checking out. And there seems to be a real fascination with who's having babies. It seems like that's the number one obsession, is whether people are pregnant or not. And I don't know why it matters to anyone in the world outside of Jennifer Lopez and her husband whether she's pregnant or not.
And why do we have to know immediately upon conception that there's a baby on the way?
I don't know that either.
Why can't we wait until they announce it or until they have the kid? Maybe, oh, Jennifer Lopez just had a baby. Oh, that's great news.
Right, maybe that's news because she's famous. But why do you need the minute-by-minute ultrasound information? I just don't get why people are so fascinated with that.
Of all the celebrity fascination, I do find that the oddest.
Touch Weekly has giant, giant letters on the front of their current issue. Is Angelina Jolie pregnant? She gained 10 pounds! !! That's the cover story on the magazine.
That still makes her only 73 pounds, but she gained 10. So
I agree. I don't get that at all. I'm not interested in that. Don't care.
Lindsay Lohan's not pregnant, as far as we know.
Thank goodness.
However,
really concerned.
She is out of rehab. She was released from the Cirque Lodge in Utah this weekend. And according to Insider, she's already back here in Los Angeles with her new boyfriend, Cesare Bono.
Alrighty.
The last name sounds familiar to you. It is indeed the son of Sonny Bono and his wife, Mary Bono, who's now a Republican congressperson. She took over for Sonny when he passed away. Apparently, the two met inside the Cirque Lodge facility where they were both getting some help. And they hit it off instantly. They consider themselves a great source of comfort for each other, and according to the Globe tabloid, they plan to move in together immediately.
Hmm. Yeah. Don't you get the idea with Lindsay Lohan that it's just if you happen to be the guy that's there at the time, you score?
Yeah.
No matter who, no matter where, no matter what situation?
Yeah. It's like my pal Reggie. If you're holding the food, you're his favorite person
sure.
in the world.
Yeah.
I think, Lindsay, if you're you have a penis, when she happens to turn around at a certain point in her life, then she loves you. That's the way it works.
Whore. 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 Whore.
Speaking of celebrities with drug problems, Pete Doherty could have even bigger issues to deal with than his substance abuse problems.
How?
Well, it looks like he's going to be implicated on a murder charge.
Oh, my God.
No.
Dude.
What San Francisco Gate newspapers reporting while attending a party last December, a fellow partygoer named Mark Blanco died after falling from a second-story window.
Okay.
Now, witnesses say at the time of the incident, Pete's security guy named Jonathan Headlock Jeanneval. When you got a nickname like Headlock, you better either be a bodyguard or a wrestler, I guess. Those are your only two options. Pushed Mr. Blanco out the window.
Dude.
He claims, friends claim that Jonathan Headlock, Jeanneval, says that because he was acting inappropriately.
Well, you can't act inappropriately.
Well, that'll fix it, won't it?
Yes, it will.
Yeah.
He's going to have to change his nickname.
Apparently there's a video that shows Pete Doherty running past the victim, Mark Blanco, without stopping to help as someone is pushing him towards the window, so... Looks like he could be at least involved in the murder charge, if not implicated himself as being an accessory.
Because he didn't stop and help?
Yeah, because he was aware of what was happening and did not stop the situation. And plus, this guy
works for him.
So,
could get they have some sort of a Good Samaritan law in Britain where you're required to assist if you're able to in a situation like that.
Yeah. Then they showed him going through the pockets of the body and
really?
The ground.
that seems bad.
That made him look bad. Helen Mirren.
Yes.
Decorated actress from England.
Stop with the bell.
So hot.
Oscar winner.
So hot.
Thinks Paris Hilton is the new Princess Diana.
Oh, my God.
What? We can only hope.
What way?
Well, it is qualified, Lisa. She says that she is not particularly fond of Paris, but she likens her public image with that of Princess Diana because they share what Helen says is a deliberate foolishness, leading the public to believe that they're shy, dumb blondes, when in reality they have a lot more going on underneath the surface.
I don't know that that's true.
I don't think so either.
I think she's got a lot more going on.
I think there was something going on at the surface with Princess Di.
Right.
However, I think she may be as shallow as she appears, Paris Hilton, but that's just me.
Paris, your thoughts?
I know how I am, so that's fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. The Game Plan, number one, again, $16.3 million made it so. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Stop it.
Kids.
That's all I'm right. asking. Kids one week, and I'll give you Kids. But 2 weeks in a row, number one movie in America? Mm-hmm. It beat The Heartbreak Kid, the new Ben Stiller comedy. $14 million made it number two at the box office.
You don't hire Ben Stiller, by the way, who gets very big bucks as a movie actor, and come in number two. That is not, that. Believe me, that was a real disappointment for them.
Have you guys heard anything about the movie?
No,
nothing good.
Nothing good?
No. Okay. The Kingdom, $9.3 million, made it number three at the box office. Kevin loved The Kingdom. Loved it.
Good.
You upgraded it to good?
It was good.
Last week it wasn't even good.
No, it wasn't as good as I expected.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was.
Resident Evil Extinction was number four. Seeker, The Dark Rising is number five. Good Luck Chuck, number six. Feel the Noise, number seven. Now, of course, the reggaeton musical. $3.4 million made at number seven. That's how they do it in the Rico, man. Sure. I got an angry letter from a Latina saying, you don't know how to pronounce reggaeton. And I was like, shh, that's the way they pronounce it in the Rico. I spent time down there. 3:10 to Yuma was number eight. The Brave won number nine. Mr. Woodcock was number 10. Yeah. Yeah, she compared my pronunciation of reggaeton to Lisa's Blanco Popular.
No.
Blanco Popular.
Blanco Popular.
Yeah, that hurt, man. Yeah, speaking of movies, did you guys go see Michael Clayton this weekend? Did you check it out?
No, but I saw Michael Crawford.
Yeah, at least I saw the Michael Crawford movie.
I made time for it, and then I went to my computer and I looked for it, and it was nowhere to be found near my house. So I had to drive to San Francisco.
San Francisco? Is that where it's showing?
It's weird. But I thought it was open wide. I couldn't find anywhere.
No. This weekend it'll be in more theaters, but it's in a few theaters right now.
I want to see it.
Brilliant. I'm telling you, you will love it. Today's celebrity birthdays, Nick Cannon, Private Eye. He's 27 years old today. Emily Proctor, my pal from CSI Miami, turns 39 years old. Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live. How long has he been on that show now? Like 41 years.
41
right?
years, that's yeah. correct.
He is 52 years old today. Matt Damon, actor and screenwriter, is 37. Sigourney Weaver is 58 years old today. Chevy Chase turns 64. Paul Hogan, who was the Crocodile Hunter, is 68. And cool.
Crocodile Dundee.
I'm sorry, what did I say? Crocodile Hunter? Crocodile Dundee, yeah. He's 68 years old. And Cool, of Cool and the Gang, celebrates his 57th birthday today.
Is that his name, just Cool?
Cool.
Okay.
Robert Cool Bell is his name. Not as cool as Headlock.
Nope.
But Cool is a pretty cool nickname if you have to have one.
Yeah.
I think his Jamba Juice cup is autographed right next to yours, Kevin, at the Tarzana location. Right over there on the Wall of Fame. I think it's Bell, Biv, DeVoe, Cool, and then your autographed Jamba Juice cup is right up there on the wall.
Look.
If you're ever out there in Tarzana, there's a Jamba Juice on, I think it's Ventura Boulevard. If you go in there, they've got the Wall of Fame with the famous people sign their Jamba Juice cups. And you'll see Kevin up there right next to Biv, I think it is. Don't ask me why. Don't ask him why. He doesn't know. He was drunk when he did it.
I was.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Take it away, Mr. Sensitive.
You know how I hate the handicapped, right?
Sure.
I don't care for them. They're not like us. I don't like them around. I don't want to hang out with them. I don't want to see them. I don't want to accommodate them. They need to pick a state and just move all the defective people there. Who's with me?
No one.
No one's with you. Not a soul is with you.
Well, they should have thought about that before they were born different, Lisa. But here's one of the reasons why I hate the handicapped. This time it happens to be the blind people. All right. Now I drive a Prius. All right.
Sure.
Right. And it's a good car. I like it. Gets the job done. But one of the things that they tell you when you buy the Toyota Prius is it's a very quiet car. Not only do you, the driver, sometimes not realize that the car is running. I mean, if you pull up to an intersection, there's no difference sitting in that car than there is sitting in that car when it's off. Okay,
right.
You can't even tell the engine is running. That's how quiet it is. And they say, look, you need to be aware of this, not only for you, the driver, but because pedestrians, people on the street who generally are – you know, keeping their ears peeled for cars so that they're not walking the dog or something like that. They need to step over off the road so that they don't get hit by a car. Kids on bicycles, same deal, right? So you can imagine how much fun I have with that, right? Because I just, you know, just get right up on them, right?
Sure.
So now blind folks are appealing to automakers to try to get them to make hybrid vehicles louder so that they can hear them because they can't see them.
I did hear about that.
F you.
F you try to make my car loud because you can't see. Hey, we all got problems, all right?
Wow.
Who's with me?
This is the sensitive side of Bean.
No one is with you.
No, I might actually agree with Bean for once.
Well, of course.
How are they going to make cars louder for like a one percentile segment of society?
Yeah, I don't know, but...
shouldn't those people have dogs?
They should have something.
I mean, they shouldn't be stepping into the street, period, without something helping
them. Well, it's bad enough that every crosswalk in this country now has... Meep, 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 when the lights change, isn't it?
No, that's a good thing, Bean.
That's annoying, too. No, stop that. Stop with that. Let the blind people guess.
And you don't National want the Federation. Beeps on the elevators either that let you know
Hell
what
no.
you're on, right?
Mr. Too much
sensitive
noise
right here.
Too much noise in this world. The National Federation of the Blind is asking regulators to establish a minimum amount of loudness in the state of Maryland's emissions standards so that blind pedestrians will know that Priuses are coming and get out of the way.
I will say when I heard the report that it occurred to me that when I walk my dogs in my neighborhood, there are a lot of places with no sidewalks. You have to be in the street.
Right.
That I really do rely on sound lot, you know. While I'm out in the street walking the dogs to look around and make sure that it's okay.
Handicap state then. That's as far as I'm concerned. Move you to the same place.
Okay, Bean. I'll move.
All right.
Okay.
Poor guy's.
Anyway.
Poor guy's blind. He's got way bigger problems than Bean, but Bean doesn't want a quiet car.
No.
I'm just saying, I don't want a noisy car. I'm just saying, stop it, Blindy. That's what I'm saying. That's the message from today's show is stop it, Blindy.
You have other cars, right?
He has other issues as well as other cars. Yes.
And they,
I have
they
a Mini
make
Cooper,
a little
but it's,
bit of noise.
I have a Mini Cooper, but it's so much harder to run over a blind guy in a Mini Cooper.
Because he hears you coming.
Yeah. What fun
but
is
it's
that?
It's taking the sport out of it for you.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
Exactly.
I saw on Weeds that those cars are good for drive-bys because
mm-hmm.
they can't hear you coming.
Because you sneak right up on them.
Sneak right up.
See, there's another advantage to keeping the car quiet. But you guys agree with Mike that it's kind of crazy to intentionally make noise pollution just because of the tiny fraction of people that are blind, right? I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
I do, actually. I mean, really, why is a blind person crossing the street?
To get to the other side, Lisa.
Right, but I mean, if there's not a light.
I thought that was a joke.
I don't know. Maybe blind people are out walking their dogs. I don't know.
Well, yeah, aren't they seeing eye dogs?
Sometimes, yeah.
I don't think it's too much to ask to try and accommodate somebody who is blind, as long as it doesn't go too far.
How about people in cars be careful not to hit people? How about that? How about that, Bean?
Well, then you're taking the sport out of it for them again. Yeah,
exactly. All right. Well, I feel better having gotten that off my chest.
I'm glad. That is.
There is an awful lot of noise pollution. Sometimes when I go out to walk the dogs for a nice, quiet walk, it seems like every single person has somebody out there with a leaf blower, and then
sure.
planes go overhead, and then there's an accident, and helicopters fly over to check that out. It's insanely loud. I go home for quiet.
I think a lot of people who live in cities don't know what quiet sounds like anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Hang on a second before we move on. Kelly in Burbank, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thanks.
Yeah, you know what? I just... I wanted to make sure I'm hearing this correctly because my roommate is, he's listening to your show through his headset. We both listen to K-Rock.
Right.
But okay. I don't have the radio on right now. Anyway, we're both blind.
Mm-hmm.
And, he said that apparently you guys think it's no big deal if hybrid cars don't make sounds. I mean, that is a huge big deal to those of us who actually, you know, travel independently and cross streets, and especially if we're working with a guide dog.
Okay, Kelly, Kelly,
okay.
Kelly, first of all, blind people can't listen to the radio. Everybody knows that, okay, first of all. And second of all, yeah, that's exactly the story we were talking about, is that Toyota is being petitioned by the National Federation of the Blind to make their cars louder for blind people.
Well, they should.
No.
Hey, Kelly,
yes, they should.
I'm really glad you called, because explain to me, if you have a dog, aren't they looking?
Well, wait a minute. Okay, I have had a guide dog. I just retired my last dog. She had some illness. She was stressed out with work. But anyway, yeah, they're
you
looking.
You worked her too hard.
Isn't work getting you
looking,
around?
They're looking, but it's your responsibility as a blind person traveling to know when to cross the street. Dogs can't see colors. You listen to the traffic sounds in front of you, and when you hear the traffic going in front of you, across you, you don't cross. You wait for the traffic that's going beside you parallel.
Oh, I see.
Okay. If some hybrid car decides it's going to make a right turn in front of you, but you can't hear it because it's quiet, and you cross the street because you just got the surge and the net car thought it was going to cut in front of you, guess what happens? You're toast.
Yeah,
so
fine.
So right. I don't have, you know, I understand the environment's wonderful, but hey, so am I.
Stupid Al Gore. Well, listen, Kelly, I'm glad you called, but just stay home. I mean,
no!
That's really what it's all about. Just stay home.
Oh my God.
All right?
Wait a minute, Kelly, it's Bean.
We
Kelly,
know that, right?
K-Rock.
Yes,
my,
Kelly.
My friend and I absolutely adore K-Rock, and now
it's
you just told us to stay home.
It's Asperger guy.
It's guy who can't be nice guy up
right.
there. It's not worth arguing with.
I'll tell you what, Kelly.
What he means is he understands that your life can be much more difficult than most people's lives, and
well,
best of luck.
I'm not taking the pity angle. I do not, you know, I've been blind all my life. I love being blind. I'm proud of my blind people. I'm just saying there's nothing wrong with asking for cars to have some noise so that we can actually cross the street.
Now, I tell you what, hang on for one second. We're going to send you a T-shirt that we're going to tell you has Kevin Amin and K-Rock on it, okay?
You guys know how easily I am distracted by any shiny thing that comes along?
Sure.
Lisa May, when there's a puppy in the studio, not that there is one.
No, there isn't.
Because it's against the rules.
Right.
Lisa May cannot possibly think about anything else.
Nothing else exists.
Not a thing.
This is my shiny object.
Yep. It's 9:41, time for your phone calls.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067. That's the toll-free number. Today, you get on the air, you get a prize. And how about this? Knott's Halloween Haunt tickets. You'll win a pair of tickets to the 35th annual Knott's Halloween Haunt on Sunday, October 15th. Ralph, let me hear Reggie squeal. Can you make him squeal?
I'm not going to make him squeal. You want to get down? You want to get down?
As if there's a dog here.
Yeah. You should have seen Reggie the dog with supermodel receptionist Janelle in the lobby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Sniffing around?
She just could not get enough of Reggie. And I was like, damn.
Why did I wait
until I got married to get a puppy?
That's the secret. Yep. If you want attention from women, get a puppy and walk around with it.
Oh, talk about inappropriate wood.
You win. You win. Josh in Torrance. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. What'd it do? Chris Angel on your guys' show. Bad idea.
We were talking about that earlier this morning.
Yeah, two things are going to happen. Either one, he's going to turn all you guys into emo when he shows in. Or he's just going to make you guys disappear. All we're going to hear is a fling, and we're going to have Rodney and Jed for the rest of the morning.
Yeah. In a perfect
world. Wow, he's that good, huh?
Turn us into Seacrest or something.
Yeah. And plus, too, I don't want to listen to Lisa talk about how the birds are dying.
I don't blame you.
The birds are dying.
That is true. Thank you, Josh.
Josh listens a little too much. Discussing earlier whether we ought to have Chris Angel as a guest. He's been pitched to us many times in a row. We always say no, and now we're trying to decide whether we should just have him in and just get it over with. But it sounds like it'll be uncomfortable if we do.
Yeah, no good can come from it, right?
Listen, if he's going to keep insisting, here are our ground rules. No magic.
Right.
And in our studio. And then we're just going to tell him, stop it.
Stop it. Cut it out.
Whatever you're doing, stop.
Don't be a sucker.
Maria in La Puente. Good morning.
Good morning. I was at the Kings hockey game with my husband on Saturday night, and they flashed Milo Ventimiglia and Hayden Panettiere on the Jumbotron. And there were no cheers, and yet they go to Cuba Gooding Jr. next time he gets a big cheer.
I noticed that. I was there Saturday night too, and I didn't understand that.
Well, I think it's partly because he held up his arms and like cheered.
Yeah,
and
I guess
smiled.
He kind of,
I mean, he was really engaging.
He kind of begged for it.
Everybody else was kind of just looking.
Yeah, but hasn't been in a movie in how many years? And you know,
he makes movies all the time.
Yeah, he does.
He was just in a movie about 6 weeks ago.
You mean good movies.
I think he's a well-known Kings fan, though, too. He's been a Kings fan for a long time.
True.
So I think other Kings fans in the stadium probably reacted to seeing him.
So good to have hockey back.
Them.
I was there Saturday night, too, and a girl, a K-Rock fan, walked by and yelled at me. She's like, "Hey, Kevin!" And I said, "Why are you yelling at me?" She goes, "I love the show!" She just turned and walked off.
Wow.
I was like, "Wow, I'm glad I'm not her boyfriend."
She loves the crap out of this show.
So are Milo and Hayden from Heroes, are they out as a couple now, Ralph? They're
no, they're
admitting
still denying it. Just friends.
Still just friends.
Just friends.
Friends who like hockey.
That's the best. All right, Ben and Downey, good morning.
Good. What it do, nephew?
What it do?
I wanted to tell you guys that I hate you guys, and you guys have damaged me forever.
Okay, good. Excellent.
Have a good day.
What happened? You guys were talking last week about Alicia Silverstone or Stroke Mouth, whatever.
Yeah, about a stroke mouth. Only half of it
opens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I decided to check out her little commercial on the PETA website.
Right.
So I checked it out, and I was all like, oh, man, she's pretty hot.
She looks hotter than she ever has in that PETA ad. That's no question about that.
Yeah, you can still see the stroke mark a bit, but yeah, she does look hot. But anyways, I was searching through the website, and I saw the most jacked up video I've ever seen in my life.
Don't go look at the PETA videos, yeah. Dude. You can't
Nothing
do that.
Nothing good can come from that.
No.
I was there, and
you don't want to do that.
Horrifying.
You don't want to do that. Yeah. That's one of those deals, to me at least, that is a great cause that gets hurt by them.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
Sometimes they're way overboard.
But I don't know that. I think their videos do a service to people who have no idea what goes into the preparation of food and what happens to the animals they eat. I mean, I think that is a service. I think that's separate from what jackholes they are most of the time in the media.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, but I'm saying you can't see those videos and forget them. That's the truth.
Ben and Whittier, good morning.
What a do, nephew?
What a do.
Hey, Ben.
Baby Boo?
Hello.
Hey, Baby Boo, you can rap for me anytime.
All right. Thank you.
She's got mad skills.
Anytime.
She does have mad skills.
We were saying in the other room, she sounds like the Fresh Prince at the beginning of Prince of Bel-Air, that show. Hey, smell you later. He's like, oh, very cheery, upbeat rapping.
She's very cheery, that's true.
I'm a happy rapper.
Lettuce wedge. Lettuce wedge.
What's going on, Ben?
I was in Vegas over the weekend for a birthday / bachelor party and hanging out at the Palms, and I saw Paris Hilton go there.
Yeah.
And she was blitz. She had to drink. And I don't know who the other blonde was, but it was scandalous.
That's why I brought in this tape when she was talking to Larry King, and she said, oops, sorry.
I will never drink and drive again.
I will never drink and drive again.
So no.
She was smashed, huh? But she wasn't
smashed.
Driving.
She was doing the vampire move on that girl's neck.
Okay, then. Fantastic. Yeah.
Sweet.
I think Ralph reported earlier she was in Las Vegas for her sister's birthday party. They had a big blowout there in Vegas, I think, is what she was in town
LAX.
For.
LAX.
Yeah.
And she brought Mr. T.
That's the coolest part ever.
Sweet party.
That actually is pretty good.
Hey, let's talk to Christopher.
I've been avoiding Christopher.
I think we need to go to Christopher and find out what the story is here. He's in North Hills. Kevin and Beans, what a do, nephew. Good morning, Chris.
What a do, nephew.
Christopher. Just in time for the holidays.
Yeah. My mom went in my room to get my dirty clothes, and she stumbled upon my happy sock.
Oh, yeah. Your mom found your happy sock.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not reusable or washable. It's stiff.
Okay, and?
And, well, she told me not to do that in my clothes. You know, do it some other place.
How old are you?
I'm 25, but, you know, I'm...
Why are you? I start using her pillow.
That'll teach her.
She'll be begging you to use a sock every
Please
a week.
Use your sock again.
Not reusable. It's
you
done.
Do not want your mom at 25 telling you how and where.
No.
You know? Come on.
That's true.
Yeah, it was filled with spiders.
All right.
Okay. Not enough. We don't need to hear
All
anymore.
All right.
That.
Thanks for the call.
All right. You're right. That was a bad call.
No.
Happy As Monday. Usual, Bean goes too far.
I was avoiding that call the entire segment. Being asked to go right to it like a divining rod.
I don't want to get anybody's hopes up because Acoustic Christmas, you know, is still a few weeks away. But there is some talk that Happy Sock might be on the side stage. So I'm looking forward to that. I want to thank our special guest, Tila Tequila, for joining us today. Her new show on MTV is called A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila. And that debuts tomorrow night on MTV at 10 o'clock. And I think that's it for today.
Tomorrow we have Ask a Cop. It's our new series, Ask A.
Oh, good one.
And we have hundreds of possibilities now. We're working on Ask a Mormon. We're working on Ask a Lipstick Lesbian. We're working on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ask a Muslim is the one we're having the most trouble with.
Yep. Tomorrow we also have J.S. Uger from the Ducks. Uh-huh. As we say again, hockey is taking over. There are a lot of stories in the news about people who are too hot for the airlines. So they kick them off, too hot for whatever. They make them go home and change
Especially
from work.
Lately.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
I don't know.
So tomorrow we're going to take calls from people who are too hot for church or school or airlines or work or wherever you happen to be.
Too hot for TV?
Yes.
Saw that on Jerry Springer once.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw it on that god-awful Fox Anchorwoman show, Ralph. Did you happen to see that first episode of that?
No.
Oh, yes.
No,
this was the model who wanted to become an anchorwoman, and she shows up at work at the TV station, and they say, you can't wear that here. They made her go home and put on a sweater or something.
That's
bogus. It was outrageous.
That's bogus.
Yeah, it was
outrageous. Plus, thanks for that info, Bean, tomorrow. Just overflowing with it. Just got to get it out of the way, because Bean does not have the listener in mind when he speaks.
Dude, I am so tight-lipped. I barely said a word.
Oh, you're tight-lipped, all right.
That's what you're known for.
I've said nothing. You got nothing on me. I dispute that.
All right. Well, we'll find out tomorrow. Plus, don't forget Incubus on the last stop of their tour. You qualify all week with the Incubus catalog, and then you're going to get the grand prize drawing on Friday. Guadalajara, Mexico is where they're playing. We're going to send you.
My dog is humping Lisa's arm.
I think he was about to.
Reggie's about to hump Lisa's arm.
The dog that's not here?
Yeah, that's
right. He really, really likes me.
Cat Corbett is up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including that new song from Feist called 1234. Also, Nine Inch Nails, Angels and Airwaves' latest, Bush, Weezer, Incubus, and more right after this on K-Rock.